Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 81 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou, and I'd like to apologize for the fact that we have been missing for over a month. That has been a very sad thing for us. Had some family stuff to deal with, which I posted about online, so I won't really belabor that point, but everything's good at home, taking care of business the way we need to. And so now we're back, and we're very excited to be here.
Yes,
right?
We are.
Aren't we?
Yes, and we do like the outpouring of people concerned as to where the podcast has been.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you very much to those of you who sent very nice words about my family situation. So really do appreciate that, and we're very happy to be back. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook. Do you have any emails and messages from Facebook that you'd like to go over?
I do. First from Jason. Jason says his best entertainment moment of 2010 has to be playing Red Dead Redemption on the PS3. Maybe it's because I haven't played any of the Grand Theft Auto or other open world games, but this thing has been totally engaging, and he has to agree with Tony. That's me. Sometimes it's
just
fun to jump on your horse and go for a ride.
Is that a metaphor for anything? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys have some secret language.
Mike posted the Thor trailer. Want to know what we thought about it?
You know, I think it looks pretty cool.
I do too.
I like, you know, I really like those kind of stories that mix ancient stuff and modern stuff.
What do you think of the Captain America trailer? I think that looks really cool.
You know what? I don't think I've seen that.
Oh,
I'll have to watch that before we do the movie segment. But I also like the Green Lantern one, and you said you thought it looked terrible. I will say that some of the CG in it looks kind of cheesy, but
it looks like it could go either way. Like it could be really good or really bad.
What I like about it is I like what they show of the mythology in that trailer. Because again, I've never read any comic books, so I don't know anything about the Green Lantern, but what they show of the mythology. Right. Because to me, it's just a lantern. but what they show of the mythology looks really cool. Again, you know, aliens, that's right up my alley. That's right in my wheelhouse.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Have you seen the X-Men First Class trailer?
No.
Don't know how I feel about that
Now, is Bryan Singer doing that?
Yes. Wait, you know what? I don't know for sure.
Why don't you look it up?
Okay.
Since we're talking about
it. Well, let's get through.
Okay, yeah, let's get through let's the rest through. Of our listener mail. And then
yeah.
We'll come back to it.
Kim, or Beth, as we like to call her.
Hi, Beth. Kim.
Says, sorry she's been so silent lately. Graduate school sucks up all her free time.
What are you studying, Kim?
She's not here to answer.
Oh.
So I will
this
guess.
This is not a call-in.
I will guess cosmetology.
Wow.
She doesn't have a chance to watch much TV, let alone think of sarcastic comments to write on the Facebook wall, but she wants us to keep up the great work.
Well, thank you very much. And let us know what you're studying.
Jennifer says she's looking forward to our next podcast. I don't remember Jennifer ever commenting before, so welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Stritch has a couple things. He says, if we have a chance to check out Moon, I think I had
That's with Sam Rockwell,
that.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Tried to
Looks
watch
pretty
it.
Good.
Like, couldn't figure out the controls?
I wasn't in the mood at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's on Netflix Instant Streaming, so I will try to check that out.
Yeah, you know, I when I first heard about that movie, and I think I saw a preview for it, I was kind of excited, you know, because we like to see anything sci-fi that comes out. But then the more I heard about it, the more I felt like it was going to be like that Solaris, which I hated. And, you know, I don't...
With the Clooney.
It's just some of those really...
We've
like,
got more Clooney later, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a... chock full of Clooney episode.
Not necessarily, but...
Some of those more thoughty kind of sci-fi movies I find to be disappointing because, you know, a lot of times when filmmakers try to be really deep with what the story that they're telling, it just kind of seems contrived.
Yeah.
And I thought that's, I mean...
But maybe we shouldn't review this before actually seeing it.
No. I'm thinking more specifically of Solaris, which I did not feel was a good movie at all.
I believe this got better ratings than
and super
Solaris.
Boring, but from what I understand, it takes place on the moon, and that's a big draw for me. Speaking of which, have you seen the previews for Apollo 18?
No,
which is supposed to be like another Blair Witch fourth kind blah 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 movie. Supposedly this never happened because no footage has been discovered until now. But then it's so obviously faked. Right. But it's about like the supposed last Apollo mission where they were attacked by something, and that's why we never went back to the moon. So it's coming out next month. I never even heard of it until this morning. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah. So
should be
interesting. Yeah.
Stritch also says that I should check out Plants vs. Zombies on the PS3. He says they've managed to make it very easy with the controllers versus the mouse keyboard. And the co-op and versus modes in the game are a blast. I would play it for that, but I have to tell you, I played so much of it on the iPad that I don't think I could go through
it. You burned out?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how any console controller would let you play that game well. Because how would you collect the sun?
There must be some kind of like cursor or pointer.
Wouldn't you think that controlling that with a console controller would be a huge pain in the butt? I mean, especially when you compare it to just tapping exactly where you want to go on the iPad or the iPhone or whatever. But still a great game.
I do not know. That's all we have for viewer mail.
Okay, viewer mail.
Or listener mail.
Don't forget that you can also send messages to us at podcast@pause.com, and we will get those and even reply to them, and then we will talk about them on the air. So that's even more fun. Somebody just tried to open the door to the studio here, and then
we're on lockdown.
And then skulked away. I don't know what's going on.
X-Men First Class is directed by Matthew Vaughn.
Oh, so it's not Bryan Singer.
It is not.
Okay. Now, X-Men First Class, is this a continuation of the previous films?
No, it is like a prequel.
Reboot?
Or like an origin of, when Magneto went bad.
Oh, right.
And how Dr. Xavier, this is before he was...
So this is between the intro of the first movie and the rest of the events of the first movie.
I believe so.
And also Wolverine, because that was kind of all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of. You need like a slide rule to keep track of the X-Men timeline.
I want to say something before we get into video games. Even though we haven't been recording
here
in a while.
Yes.
we have been getting the download numbers, and they've been huge.
Yeah, so thank you very much to everyone who's been listening.
So thanks to everyone for your support.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
And your listenership.
Our listenership basically has doubled.
Yes.
This month, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So for not even doing a show.
Yeah.
But we will continue to do shows.
That doesn't mean we want you to go away.
Obviously, that would taper off.
Quickly, at some point.
Quickly.
There's only 80 shows before this.
Ready to talk about games? Since we haven't been here in a while, we have a lot to talk about. Okay. First, Mass Effect 2.
Yes. You finished it?
I finished it.
And do you still love it?
I love
it. Still one of your favorite games of all time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot further in it. What was the last thing I did? I haven't played it in a while. You know, the thing that's going on with me at home is extremely time consuming.
Uh-huh.
So I have small chunks of time that I can do stuff, like an hour at the most usually. And then I, have to go do other stuff, and then I can come back to things sometimes. But I've also been going to bed a lot earlier because I'm always so tired now. Because we basically have to, especially right now, we have to wake up pretty much every 2 hours to check him. So
there's not even time in there for a haircut.
No. As is obvious. Good thing this is not a vlog or
a video cast.
Or whatever, because my hair is looking really scary and somewhat clownish these days.
I'm thinking more Einsteinish.
Yeah. Well, but a little darker. My hair is not all white.
Yes, it's not. I also finished Little Big Planet 2, the story mode.
Didn't it just come out?
Yeah. Well, story mode's not huge.
Oh.
But lots of fun. And a lot of the levels... are fun to go back and play
again. Did you see that Sony's doing a contest for people to design like a fake game within Little Big Planet 2?
No, but that's possible.
Yeah. Well, I would assume it's possible since they're having a contest to do it.
Because I don't think they
would. Right. Yeah, I don't think they would have a contest for something that's impossible.
Well, it saves them money on Sony's prizes, doesn't it?
A contest to see who can get to Mars and back the first.
Without I also a picked up Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Played a little of it. I don't know. I'm going to give it more time. I'm not going to judge yet.
How far did you get?
Not very far.
Can I let you in on a little something?
Yes.
Doesn't really change.
I'm going to give it more time.
There's some, again, just like with Fallout, there's some cool little stuff in it here and there, but you never really feel like anything happens.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest disappointment of that game.
Yeah.
To me. I just
again, it doesn't handle like when you have to go and talk to people. It doesn't handle that part anywhere as well as Mass Effect.
No, Mass Effect's conversation system is fantastic.
Because it's like watching scenes.
Right. But you're still, and what's really great about it too, if you haven't played it, the way it works is you get like this little sort of wheel of responses. And then you kind of move around the wheel to pick which response you want to give and or which thing you want to ask about. And it buffers all your choices. So it's not like they stop talking and then you have to pick and they start talking. Right. As soon as you see the wheel, if you can see where the conversation is going, you can pick what you want to talk about next. And the conversation just keeps going. It's extremely well done.
Yeah.
And it's very simple to do it. It's not at all tedious or cumbersome or anything like that. And there are even some nice visual cues, like you have these both Paragon points, which are like, you know, the good guy, and Renegade points, which are like the kind of badass. And those questions and responses are highlighted in different colors so that if you want to build up your Paragon points or your Renegade points, you can do that very easily.
You'll also get to a point where, depending on how much your character has developed on the good side or bad side, you'll see answers that you could have given had you gone the other way that you're not able to now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're grayed out and you can't highlight them.
Oh, I must not have gotten that far yet. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I also played a game it's on both the PS3 and the 360. It's a downloadable game called Stacking.
Uh-huh.
It's really interesting and it's going to be hard to talk about, well, to describe, but you play these little, you know those Russian dolls that...
Yeah, nesting dolls.
Yes. And you play one of those, and you're trying to find the rest of your family that's been, like, taken hostage or kidnapped.
Put inside other nesting
dolls.
And
it takes place, like, you could tell it's done in, like, silent movie mode.
Sure.
So it takes place in, like, the 20s, so it's got that music and that whole feel to it. And it's more of a puzzle game than anything. But each one of these dolls that you come across, depending if it's the next size up, you can nest inside of, and then you get new abilities of that doll.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool because you want to find the unique characters, and then you have to find the characters that have the ability that
you need
let you
to
get
keep
past
going,
the next objective.
Right.
And a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And not like anything I've played before.
And has it sort of renewed your interest in the flapper scene?
No.
Because Tony used to be a big, you were a big flapper dancer, weren't you, for a while? Weren't you giving
about?
Lessons? I thought.
No.
Am I thinking of somebody else?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I also
You know, you just said absolutely.
I know.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I want to point out, I did listen to our last podcast, you know, just for nostalgic purposes.
Sure.
And I must have said absolutely.
It
like
was only a
30
month ago,
times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and
absolutely
limit
a good
that.
Idea.
Yeah. I also
this
have
next
tried,
one, I'm scared. I'm scared about what
Well, remember, we were curious as to why people are still playing the Sims games. So I picked up the Sims. Well, I didn't pick it up. I got it from Gamefly. Played The Sims 3.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't understand why it's such a big seller.
Isn't it just a chat room with graphics?
Chat room?
Yeah, because aren't you just like in there? Oh, this is not online?
No.
Oh.
There are online
versions.
I think there's
an
online ability,
version.
But
oh, okay.
I'm, you know, just playing like the regular game.
I don't
I have
get
to say
it.
The creation of your characters and stuff, that part of it's fun.
Yeah.
But then when you get into it, it's
it just seems like so much micromanagement of stuff that
well,
just
here's,
doesn't matter.
Here's the difference between this and, like, I think I played the first one.
Okay.
Here's the between there, you had to make them do everything.
Okay.
Like, you had to, like, it would, you know, your character would just stand there, and then you had to, like, go over here, go over there. With this, I mean, they're more advanced to where, you know, it just throws the characters in the house, and then they just go ahead and do things on their own.
And
then
you
can
interject
kind of like,
your
right. You
your
kind of direct
wishes.
Them. But if you don't direct them, they just kind of do their own thing, which,
yeah.
you know, I guess for some would be fun, but for me, not so much.
Yeah.
I just don't get the game part of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, what do you get out of it?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the goal is to make
maybe there are a lot of people
character...
who like watching plants grow, because this seems kind of like that.
This would be for them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've certainly built up the whole, like, town and like you know all the furniture and all the like
now is, oh, so
design choices
there's still
and,
all that stuff where
oh,
you I don't know, do you remember when like every computer sold came with a copy of The Sims?
That was weird
I at one point I had like 8 copies of that game that were all unopened. We opened the first one because Amy thought she would enjoy it, and then she was bored after like an hour.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Well, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Don't act like it's little.
I played a little bit of more of World of Warcraft. I really don't have anything to report there. Okay. Except I think I remember mentioning that I had joined a new guild. And I have to say, I think I finally found a place where I'm happy and can't see leaving. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, it's all adults. Everybody's very laid back and casual and very nice. A lot of people are very funny. A lot of pop culture references going through our guild chat, which, you know, I enjoy. And a very helpful.
A lot of Bieber talk.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said they were adults.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
Yes.
Okay. I was confused momentaneously.
Not what you just thought I said.
Okay. Good. And I did play some more Mass Effect 2. I think the last like big area that I went to was T'Chanka, the Krogan homeworld.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like the Krogans. Like you said, that one guy, what's his name? Grunt, that you have with you. He's such a complainer and whiner.
Yeah.
It's really funny. But that's really the last thing. And then, you know, I off and on, I've been playing Angry Birds on the iPhone. I cannot get past level 2.9. I can't get past. Did you get past it just now?
No, but I have gotten past it.
Yeah. You must have used a cheat code. I don't think it's possible.
I did not use a cheat
code. I think you may have used a cheat code. You may not have even known it.
I remember that being a hard one.
Did you do up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right?
No.
A, B, A, B? Yeah.
No.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You check everywhere?
It's not possible on an iPad, thanks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had, like, the, you know, Konami overlay or something. Was that Konami, Brendan?
Yep, Konami.
Okay, just making sure. Brendan knows everything about big sprite fighting games.
Yeah.
Don't you? What'd you say?
You guys got to talk about Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Marvel versus Capcom 3? I don't even know what that is.
It's, yeah.
Oh, it's like the fighting characters versus Marvel people?
It's probably my least favorite genre of game.
Big sprite fighting games?
Yeah.
I hate those games. I think they're terrible. You know why? It's all exactly.
Combos.
It's all about
exactly.
combos.
It's all about combos.
It's all combos, and I do not like the combos. I really can't stand combos.
You
got to turn your mic down a little bit. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about some miscellaneous video game stuff.
Okay. If you bought DC Universe Online for the PS3, then you are stuck with it. Sony Online Entertainment has announced that in order to play on the PS3, you must have a new copy of the game with its unique code. For this reason, GameStop and other buyback retailers are not buying used copies of the game as they would be unplayable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that doesn't, you know, it's like I don't really buy a lot of used games. Since I play mostly games on the computer, you can't do that anyway because you have to activate them.
Right. So, but, you know, some console games have where in you have to buy this, like if you buy a used copy, then you just buy this code from them.
Oh, okay.
And then that works.
Well, why wouldn't they just do that?
Because they want the $60 also. You know, they want the $60 to go to them and not, you know, $40 go to GameStop.
That's rude. But, I mean, even if you say you can only buy the code directly from Sony, like, hey, you have to go online and buy it from them.
Right, but they can't turn around and charge you $60 for a code.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems extremely
I have not
greedy.
Gone back to play, but I need to because they have just charged me my first monthly charge of $15.
Yeah. Can't you just cancel it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. But, you know, I want to get more into it.
Okay.
Before the holiday release of Mass Effect 3, BioWare is dropping one more bit of Mass Effect 2 DLC on us with The Arrival. No date has been announced.
Any news on what it is about?
It's about the arrival.
Of?
Something that's arriving.
Wow. That sounds very exciting.
No, I
could
don't
it
know.
Be a pizza?
Well, that would be fun. It has been announced that Gears of War 3 will be released on September 20th.
Just to go back for a second, isn't it weird how the arrival of a pizza that you've ordered is like a little exciting moment every time it happens? You're like, the pizza's here! It's like this beautiful moment. And it's such a mundane thing. But I don't know anyone who doesn't get really excited when you've ordered pizza and the pizza's...
No, I'm kidding. I raised
right?
my hand, but...
I know. But right, don't, when you order pizza, don't you get so excited when the pizza arrives?
Oh, yeah.
I'm being serious. It's like a weird thing. You know, pizza has been referred to as the great equalizer.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Moving on. Billy Mitchell has opened a King of Kong arcade in the Orlando International Airport with his picture plastered all over it.
I'm sorry, did you say it was called King of Dork? King of J-Hole?
And finally, Sega is releasing a bundle of 46 of the greatest Genesis games for the PC in March. No word yet on price. Funny how they couldn't find four more games to make it an even 50.
I was just thinking the same thing. What is up with that? 46.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Did you see, I didn't put it in here because without pictures, it's not really worth talking about. But did you see there was a news item released within the last week or so about this company that's come out with another like arcade cocktail table that has a bunch
I
of...
I did see that.
And did you see how cool those things yeah. looked? Very like modern and really cool. The only thing is they're so shiny. I wish they would have done at least one version that had a matte finish.
Because
like I think I saw red, black, and white versions. And they're just very angular and really cool looking. But they're way too shiny.
Shiny, that bothers you.
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, I've been doing a lot of decorating lately. Right. And
you're all about the finishes.
I am all about the finishes. I can't tell you how much stress is involved in picking out stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And being colorblind, it just must be frustrating.
Okay, I'm not finish blind. I can tell the difference between gloss and matte. That's not a color.
I also didn't include it here, but Google this to see how cool it is. But some guy gave his kid Angry Birds cake for their birthday. And it is unbelievable, and it actually works. I mean, it has like an actual slingshot.
Wow, that seems dangerous and something you wouldn't want to teach your kids. If they're still getting special birthday cakes, I don't know if you want them playing with slingshots. That's all I'm saying. And another thing I wanted to mention is, you know, I read the ArenaNet blog about Guild Wars 2. You should go check out I'll show you some of the pictures later. You should see some of the screenshots from the game. It looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's never coming out.
Cannot wait.
It's never coming out.
It could come out this year, potentially.
It's coming out on the Wii.
Oh, God. Not with those graphics, it ain't. All right, is that all we got?
That's it.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television, and we have
a lot.
To talk about
a
here.
A lot.
First of all, American Idol has started.
Uh-huh.
And it started actually right around the time we did our last podcast.
I believe the first show was the day we did the last podcast.
Yeah. So let's talk about it in general because we're done with all the auditions. We're done with Hollywood Week. And we are now, as of last night, halfway through the reveal of the top 24 that next week will start performing for votes. So, you know, one of the biggest change, obviously, this year is that Simon was gone. Kara was not coming back. Ellen was not coming back, thank goodness. And they hired J-Lo and Steven Tyler. And I, for one, have been loving the show.
Yes.
The dynamic between the three of them is fantastic.
It's great.
Steven Tyler is hilarious.
Steven Tyler is like the coolest person ever.
Yeah, yeah. He is very funny, a little bit crazy, showing his age a little bit.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, right. Completely inappropriate. But... I mean, I'm not in a harmless, playful way. I'm not a girl, so I don't find it creepy.
Right.
I definitely could see how some girls would find it and women would find it creepy. But what's great about him is he's not a jerk. He's like, I mean, you know, he's arguably in one of the most popular rock bands of all time.
Absolutely.
And he's what?
I said it again. It's all right.
And he's a very gracious person. Haven't you found that to be the case?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's super complimentary of people.
My first thought was like, you know, what's he going to think if someone gets up and sings a Mariah Carey song?
Right.
But it doesn't.
No.
There's no judgments about the music.
Nothing like that. I mean, whether
it's judgments about the styles.
Exactly. And he's been really great on the show.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it because, you know, ever since she's been in the spotlight, I've heard nothing about bad things about J-Lo personally. Like, she's just kind of a bitch and really difficult and a total, you know, whatever, diva. She seems really sweet.
Yeah.
I have to say. And she's really pretty, too.
Oh, yeah. But some of her
I don't like
fashion
when she,
choices.
Yeah. When she goes 80s, it's not a good look for her.
Or when she was wearing that scarf on her head.
Yeah. Anyone who dresses up like a bottle of syrup has made a bad choice. But what I'm saying is, like, when she does the pale face and pale makeup and bright red lipstick with her hair pulled back. Yeah. Not good.
No, but I have to say, she is all the things we loved about Paula without all of the things we didn't like about Paula.
Yeah. Yeah. She's and so last night, so we're going to be jumping around a lot, obviously, because a lot has already happened on the show. But last night, she had what appeared to be a fairly genuine, you know, breakdown on the show because she was so upset about sending home Chris Medina,
Medina,
who, you know,
a.k.a. Funky Colt.
Right. Who we'd been seeing, he's the guy who, you know, had gotten engaged and then his girlfriend was in a car accident.
Yeah.
And now is brain damaged and in a wheelchair and, you know, has stuck with her. And I think because of that whole story and how much his singing means to her, you know, his fiance, you know, she just found it really difficult to send him home from what we saw on the show. And she could not stop crying. And she was, you know, saying that she didn't want to do it anymore.
The plus to all of this is the exposure that he's gotten on the show has brought a lot of people out to help him.
Yeah.
So from what I've heard, they've already acquired a handicapped van that was donated to them and almost $30,000 in cash
and the
and
van,
some other help.
The van was decorated like the Mystery Machine, which was awesome. I just feel like there's less of a stigma with a handicapped van if it's decorated like the Mystery Machine. You know what I mean? That should be the horn.
I think the Scooby-Doo mask they make her wear, though, is completely...
inappropriate.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. It sends the wrong message. I don't even know what that means, but I'm sure it's true. But yeah, so, you know, and that was a sad moment. And he, you know, he understood why they sent him home.
I do have to say, too, this season, the talent pool is greater than I remember from some of the past.
Seems really talented.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot more people with genuine talent. Although it was really interesting, especially the last couple of nights, to see people not do well. Did you watch Hollywood Week?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when the group with Lauren Elena, the little Southern 15-year-old, it was four girls and they brought Steven Tyler up and had sat him on the chair?
Right.
All four of those girls did an amazing job in that number, and all three of them except for Lauren went home. We could not figure that out at all because a lot of the other people that they put through, like the crack hoe, who was let go last night,
right?
Well, she couldn't even remember the words to her song.
She is so obviously addicted to something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I hate to use the word crack hoe because I'm sure there are some very nice crack hoes out there and I'm insulting them by putting her in the same group with them.
She does crack hoes no justice.
No, not at all. She got married on the show last night.
No.
They went to the she was all excited because they went to the same place where Britney Spears got married. I'm like, well, that's a great omen for your marriage. She's like all excited about it. And then you know how emotional.
You know they're divorced already.
You know how, what was great? You got to go watch it because Tony hasn't seen the episode yet. You got to watch it because the guy looked absolutely terrified. Like he didn't want to be there. And then there was a shot of him at the end of that whole segment. Uh-huh. And he was just standing there like staring at the camera like never spoke a word. Just had this look of absolute fear on his face. It was really funny.
It's funny.
But, you know, okay, so you know how emotional that girl's been, right? She gets kicked
she's
off.
Crazy.
She gets kicked off, and she's like, well, what do I have to complain about? I just got married. And then I wish they would have cut back to the shot of the husband with the look on his face like, what the hell am I doing here? It was really funny. But, yeah, I mean, the show's just been great, and it does seem like there's an awful lot of talent and a lot of young talent.
Yeah.
Like a lot of 15,
you know, some of them,
olds.
Though, I can't believe they're still on there. Okay.
Baby, close the door and turn the lights down low. Like that guy.
Oh, my God. He's like nails on a chalkboard. I love the montage they did, though, of all the times he sang that one song.
He's got one song stuck in his head, and they're like making fun of him for singing the same song over and over again.
But also the little chunky kid.
JC Badeau?
Yeah.
You don't like him?
I think he's okay. I don't think his voice is strong enough.
He's the underdog, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's made it in. You know. Has
I
he
do
made
know.
It in?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he's in the top 24. Yeah. So,
I saw the leaked list online.
Yeah, cheating. Don't say anymore. I mean, I think most of it's going to be pretty obvious. But...
And the other 22 are.
That's really mean.
I didn't say it, though.
I know, but you were talking about JC as one of the top
24. Oh, and the country guy.
And okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he made it?
Yeah. That's my point.
Redonkulous.
I don't understand how Chris Medina didn't make it, but those two did.
Right. Well, you didn't see Chris Medina's last song.
No.
Terrible.
No, he wasn't great.
You know, he was good every time we saw him until last night. When they showed him last night, it was awful.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It was awful. It was not a good song. He was off key, but he was a real pitchy dog. And, you know, had some bad runs. But wait, there was something else that you just said that made me want to say something.
Funky Cold Medina?
No, not that. That would not make me want to say anything. I don't know. It was weird, though. They, like, so after Hollywood Week, they just, like, shipped him off to Vegas to do this Beatles thing.
Uh-huh.
And there was some really funny stuff last night because one of the vocal coaches was just a crazy, insane person. just like berating the kids, yelling at them. And they were calling her the vocal coach from hell, and they kept doing these like funny graphics of her and everything. I don't know why they would have subjected these kids to that. But
hey, that's real life, man.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a few people from this area.
Yeah.
There's a girl from Wheeling.
Girl.
Yeah, from Wheeling. And then there's another girl who's like from Aurora or something.
Uh-huh. Well, that Chris Medina's from Oak Forest?
No, he's from Milwaukee.
No, that's where he auditioned.
He's from Oak Forest. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I did not know that.
Yep.
Huh, interesting. Uh-oh. But yeah, it's been really fun, and looking forward to tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Where we reveal the rest of what Tony already knows.
Yeah.
Mr. Future.
You ready to talk about Top Chef All-Stars?
Let's.
The best season of Top Chef ever.
It's been really great.
It's been great.
It's been
has it been great because we know these people and, you know, they're all characters and there's that. But the challenges have been better than any other season.
I think
of
they've
Top
been
Chef.
Very clever and very entertaining.
Yeah.
So this week, or not this week, because this week was last night, but last week, their quickfire challenge was making cookies for the Muppets.
Now, I have an issue with this in that, you know, the Muppets were the judges. But they're not real.
Right, but we're assuming that off camera, the people working the Muppets tasted the cookies.
Are we assuming that?
Well, because their comments were in line with what Padma was saying.
Yeah.
Right? So they must have actually tasted them. And yes. It was,
I just saw cookie being thrown everywhere.
It was extremely funny watching Padma get frustrated by Muppets.
Right.
It was really, really funny. And then what was the elimination challenge?
They had to set up a station in Target.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So glad Carla didn't go home. Carla's my favorite.
What?
Oh, I love Carla. You don't like Carla?
No.
I love Carla.
I don't like Carla.
How can you not like Carla?
She just annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, you don't like women that look like birds.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Exactly. It's true. It's true. Especially half bird, half dinosaur creatures. Because it's just like, would you please pick a millennium? I can't go both ways on this. It's too great of a time span.
Well, aren't birds the closest thing we have to dinosaurs?
Yeah, but they're definitely birds now. She's like in between. I'm just saying.
I like her. But I'm glad Angelo's gone. I wasn't a huge fan of Angelo to begin with. But like
he just seems like he's so smarmy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, he just like kind of grates on your nerves. I don't really dislike Carla. I just don't. When they show what everyone's made, I never feel like hers would be the one that I'd want to eat ever.
Right.
Ever. And so I don't care. It's usually Blaze. Or even Mike a lot of times has made stuff that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
And Dale a lot of times makes stuff that looks like something I'd want to eat. So it's like one of those three guys who I kind of – more between Blaze and Dale.
I want to say that the episode before was they had to make food for Jimmy Fallon's birthday party. And the winner got to be on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah.
And all the Jimmy Fallon shows are on Hulu. So I went and I looked for the show that Carla was on.
Yeah.
Which actually was the day that – it was the day they aired that episode. She was on that night.
Oh, okay.
So it's cool how they waited.
Yeah, that was a good
deal. Otherwise you would have known. I see why they did it.
Yeah.
But when she was on there, she should have her own like cooking show because she was really like funny.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was a fun segment. There was one part where she's putting all the ingredients together and she had a bowl of salt. And she goes to Jimmy, she goes, "You know what that is? That's a bowl of compliments." He goes, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Yeah, you don't put that on there, you ain't getting no compliments." So every time she would use salt, she'd be like, "Put a little compliments on it." She's fun.
Yeah, I don't really.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And I have to say, I've been watching a lot of Jimmy Fallon on Hulu, and that has become – I didn't like him when he was first on.
Yeah.
Because he was uneasy and like just seemed unsure.
Yeah.
I think that's the best late night talk show.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more than Conan?
I like Conan better.
Even more than David Letterman?
Yeah. Sometimes Letterman's really uncomfortable because he's out of it, I think.
Really?
I mean, he's
– I mean, like he's lost his marbles? Or he's just like not in the loop on what's going on in pop culture anymore.
It's almost like watching Regis.
Who's
completely out of the loop.
Is Letterman, because I haven't watched in so long. It's been a couple of years since I've seen an episode. Does he still do, like, wacky, goofy stuff, yeah. or is it pretty much...
Yeah, but it's weird
because
now.
Because a lot of times when I do tune in, it seems like it's a lot of talking about, like, politics and current events, and I just... That's not why I would want
to... He still does the wacky stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't resonate like it did in the 80s.
Right. Now is it more like, hey, kids, I'm wearing suspenders.
Yeah, absolutely. Again.
Wow, that's a little sad.
V, you want to talk about V?
Wait, while we're talking about talk show hosts, did you ever happen to see this thing on TV that was, it was about Joan Rivers and like her whole kind of life and.
You mean the documentary about her?
I don't know. Amy was watching it one night and I was like.
There's a documentary on her out right now called A Piece of Work.
Yeah, I think that was it. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
It is really good, but.
It's sad.
It's extremely sad. Yeah. And I feel extremely sad for her.
Yeah.
Because she seems like such a desperate, lonely person.
Absolutely.
I mean, there were moments of obvious desperation and sadness and loneliness when she would talk about how, you know, I was never the pretty one. I was never one that, you know, would turn heads. And that's like, okay, you know, I think most people who feel that they're... Well, whatever. That was one kind of moment on the show. But the other moments were like where she would make comments like talking about young female comedians who would say things like, oh, well, Joan Rivers opened, you know, so many doors for us. And she would say, you know, F you, I'm still opening doors for you. And I'm thinking, you're not opening any doors for anyone. Every single thing that comes out of her mouth in the last 20 years has been so stale and obvious and just not almost completely unfunny. That I don't know where she gets those delusions from.
The sad thing for me was that she feels she'll take any job and she freaks out if there a day goes by that she doesn't have a job.
Right.
And the reason she's so freaked out about it is because she wants to stay in the spotlight. She wants to stay in people's consciousness because this is all she knows.
Yeah.
And she feels without it, she's nothing.
Well, not only that, but her like ridiculously expensive, gaudy lifestyle. I mean, that place where she lives is just, right. I mean, for my personal tastes, the definition of hell.
Right.
I mean, it makes Trump look like a style monger.
Right.
And you know, her place costs a fortune. You know, she's taken cruise ship gigs for 3 days at, what was it, $40,000 a day?
Right.
I mean, you know, just because she needs to pay her bills.
Right.
I don't know.
Plus, surgery's not cheap.
I found it was very sad. Very
Did you
sad.
See the very beginning? The very beginning, they show her with no makeup on, putting her makeup on.
No, I was just like in and out of the room.
Scary.
Was it? Yeah. And then I guess I didn't realize
that's
that
why
she,
it's considered a horror film.
I didn't realize that she and her daughter had made a movie about
starring them.
Yeah, starring them after her husband killed himself.
Right.
And you know, I didn't know that whole backstory about why he killed himself.
Oh, I didn't either.
That was really interesting. Yeah. It all had to do with the Tonight Show and then her going and getting her own show.
Right.
And like I didn't know that Carson was so pissed at her that he never spoke to her again. Yeah. And that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think a valuable lesson for today's youngsters on television.
I believe that movie is still on Netflix Instant Streaming. So.
Really? The documentary or the old movie? Oh, okay.
No, who wants to see that old movie?
I don't know. They showed a clip from it and it made me nervous. But
you ready to talk about V?
Yeah, let's talk about V. No, I didn't see this week.
I have not either.
All right, fine. So it's gotten a little heavy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twists. Now, you were confused about something. Did you go back and watch it again and see that?
No, I just took your word for it.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad I know
but
that
But my
works.
Issue with it is it okay, the thing I was confused about was why Hobbs turned, like why Hobbs
all of a sudden
blew up the building.
Right. And if you remember, early in the series, we saw that he had actually been working with them because he met with Marcus.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, he met with Marcus about something. And that kind of also explained why he was sort of their scapegoat in the first place.
Right.
And the reason was that they were basically extorting him because they had... Extorting? No, I guess that's not really the right word. Right? Because there was no money involved. They were making him do stuff for them because they had his wife.
Blackmailing.
Yeah, blackmailing.
But don't you think that... The problem I have with that, it's a little too close to what they're doing to Ryan as well.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's their MO, basically. Right. there's some other really stupid stuff. First of all,
Tyler, he's stupid.
Tyler is the dumbest character in television history. I mean, that is the dumbest kid in the world. And there was a scene with him and his dad watching football. I am willing to bet he hadn't, the actor had never heard of football before acting that scene. Because his like reactions to the game were like something that
they were so unrealistic,
a 6-year-old girl would have done, pretending to be a 20-year-old boy watching a football game. It was ridiculous. And there's some other weird stuff. Ryan's baby? What? First of all, I don't know how it works on Lizard Planet, but here, when two different races breed, there's a pretty good mix of both races. Why did he just have a human-looking baby when he's a lizard?
So that's something you missed then.
Oh, did
I? No, originally, the baby looked different. Anna made the baby look that way so he would be more sympathetic to it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She did?
Yeah, that was a few episodes ago.
So that explains that. Why does the baby talk like Keops from Battle of the Planets? Every time they show that baby, it's going, bop, beep, bop, nap. What is up with that baby? It makes the weirdest sounds.
Oh,
it's like,
funny.
First it's crying, and then it's like, bop, beep, bop, bop, bop. Meep. The aliens don't even talk like that. I cannot figure out what's up with that baby.
I don't know, but I gotta get me some of that bliss.
And then, what was the other thing that really was bugging me? Oh, so like a couple weeks ago, it looks like Tyler is gonna stay home because now his parents are back together. And Anna's like, well, you know, he was important, but he's not the only one. There are others. And then all of a sudden this week, they're back to Tyler's critical.
Right.
So it's like, you just said, you just said yesterday this was not the case. What's going on? I just love, though, that Jane Badler is on the show.
Right. Hey, didn't we report earlier that Mark Singer was going to come back for a couple episodes?
Did we?
I thought so.
I don't know. Is he?
I thought so.
Okay. I don't remember
that.
We
haven't seen him yet.
No, we haven't seen him yet. Definitely. Yeah, I mean,
but
I
no,
can't
it's
believe,
been entertaining.
I can't believe it has been, and I can't believe they killed off Erica's husband.
But you know, that's one of those shows. I told you that's the other show I was trying to think of. I told you there are shows that haven't been renewed yet that people are scared about. This is one of them.
Okay.
Also, what were the other I said? Oh, Fringe and Chuck.
Yeah, it's not good news.
It's not. Those are like your three favorites.
Chuck is like on the bubble every single season, though.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. Those are the three things that we saw together.
Yes. Well that we both watched. Yeah. Okay. So
been watching Being Human.
The U.S. version.
The U.S. version.
Okay. And you love it.
I absolutely love it. I think it's great. My only issue with it, I'm not a huge fan of the girl they have playing the ghost.
And that is whom?
The girl playing the ghost.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No. And it's not Demi Moore either. Or Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that.
I'll find her name, but her acting
is it Casper?
It's a little, it's a little cheesy, but
I
have to tell you
that
show is great, and the writing is awesome, and the guy who plays the vampire,
yeah,
incredible,
yeah.
No, I really like it a lot, and there's every episode has like twists, and it's serialized, so like things will come back from past episodes,
yeah.
And, like, I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, I wish we had started recording it. We have the first season of the British one on DVD, but we haven't even started watching it yet.
Yeah, there's already been 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a DVD one for us too at some point.
But make sure it is because it's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's looking up the name of the actress.
Megan Rath.
And what else has she been in?
Let's see.
I'd like to see a photo, please.
In Lost and Delirious.
I need to see a photo, please.
And You Are So Undead.
Can I please see a photo?
She's hot.
Okay, but well, can I see a photo? Because I would like to judge that for myself.
She doesn't look that hot on the TV show, though.
Really? She's pretty hot in that picture.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And she plays a ghost?
Yes.
Wow.
And just the backstories that
are
starting to
unfold. So
is
a ghost, a vampire, and a mummy?
And a werewolf.
Oh, a werewolf. Okay.
And what's really cool about that is it plays on some of the mythology, but it changes some of the mythology. Like, by the second episode, I'm like, how come the vampire is, like, walking around in the middle of the day outside?
Yeah.
And then well, then they address it.
Oh,
they address it. And he's just like, well, we've evolved so much that, you know, the daylight doesn't bother us as much.
Right.
And then there was another thing. He works in a hospital. And the reason he does, I mean, at first you think the reason he does is because he doesn't really want to kill people.
Right.
The whole thing is that they want to be more human.
Right. They want to integrate.
Right.
Right.
So he works in a hospital. And every time, like, someone comes in that's, like, had an accident and they're covered in blood, he starts to freak out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, why would you work in a hospital?
Right.
But then, you know, he explains that not only because he can get, you know, he's taking blood that's been donated rather than going out and killing, but also because he's trying to, you know.
He's trying to work through his fear, basically.
Not only that, but he's trying to do the moral thing, you know, because he's killed people in the past.
Oh, he feels now he's trying to help people.
Yeah.
Right.
Little, you know, retribution or.
I think that's not the word you were looking for.
Yeah.
Retribution would be like getting back at you for something.
No, okay, then it's not that.
that's not what you want. I think you're looking for redemption.
Redemption?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the word.
Or the opposite of retribution.
You know, I was really good at math.
Not so much the Inglesey.
But it's really good. I can't say enough good things about it. And if anyone else is watching it, let me know on the fan page and let me know what you think. Tell me I'm crazy or tell me you agree with me. But
just tell them
really
something.
Really enjoying it. Next, episodes.
Still liking it?
Love it. But you know what? Last week was episode 7 and the series finale.
That's it? Series? Right. Or season?
Oh, season.
Oh, okay.
I assume season.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know yet if it's being renewed. But, right. I mean, they leave it to where.
It could be.
But the last episode
was
the best and so funny. And there was so much like physical comedy with Matt. LeBlanc is genius on this show. And I will be so surprised if he does not get an Emmy nomination for this. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. He's so funny in it.
Wow.
Like funnier
really
than he ever was on Friends.
That's really cool because, you know, he was always sort of regarded as like the least good actor on Friends, I think. So that's
and
really
it's
cool.
It's so funny. It's so self-deprecating for him.
I mean,
like, you really have to be strong about yourself to take this role. Like, there's one part where one of the characters goes, what cologne are you wearing? You smell like cinnamon. He goes, oh, well, you know what? Back when Friends was really popular, they came out with a line of cologne called Joey. And the tagline was, how you smelling?
And how you smelling?
And so they gave him all these scents. You know, like, he got to pick the scent, and he liked cinnamon because it reminded him of cinnamon rolls. This show is so funny. But
really
sadly,
funny.
Only 7 episodes. It's only half hour long. So, But, if there's
funny.
Any way you can find it anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come out with a DVD.
Well, you have On Demand, right? Because they're all on Demand on Comcast. So,
DirecTV is On Demand. It's totally different.
Oh.
It's weird.
Have you been watching Face Off?
No, I've never seen an episode.
Oh, that's really fun, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's the special effects competition. Yeah. And it's good, huh?
It is. It's the exact same formula as Top Chef.
Yeah.
Where they have, they haven't had the quick challenges anymore. Now they're just, you know, the whole episode is devoted to, you know, their main challenge.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the people, you know, it's a lot of like strong characters and they fight with each other. So, I mean, that plays a big part, but it's interesting. And some of the stuff they do, the coolest part of the show is to see how actually things are made, like the prosthetics and the masks and the molds and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you really see the making of these things. So that alone
is
cool.
Worth watching.
But
I wonder if my friend Jerry knew about it and if he's interested in doing it if they do another season. Because, you know, he owns a special effects company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's made models for toys for, you know, a long time. And
oh, cool.
Is generally considered to be one of the best sculptors in the industry.
Maybe he would be too professional to be on it then.
I don't know. Maybe.
But it's cool. Every week they bring out a different, like, special guest judge, you know, like they do on Top Chef. And, you know, one guy will be the guy who created all the, like, creatures on the Star Trek series.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many cool things on this show.
Oh, I'm sorry we haven't missed it. You know, I think we did set one of our DVRs to record it. We just haven't watched it. So.
Yeah. But that's one of those things you could pick up in the middle and
you
don't have to see the earlier ones.
Right.
What else do we have? The Chicago Code I checked out just because it takes place in Chicago.
I heard the first episode was terrible and then it got better.
I
heard that from Brendan.
I've seen the first two. Yeah, I actually watched the first episode and I was bothered by so many things. First of all, I mean, it's certainly like their main audience certainly isn't for people who know Chicago really well.
Right. Don't they make a lot of Chicago mistakes?
Well, yeah, there's one part where they'd be on the north side and then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, like in their time, five minutes later, they're all the way on the south side.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, come on.
That doesn't happen.
That would have never happened.
No.
But also, they have an Australian actor as one of the main characters. And it's bad enough he's not doing a Chicago accent. But even his American accent isn't good.
Why don't they just have him be Australian? Like, there couldn't be an Australian guy working here?
Yeah, but I mean, no, it wouldn't be good.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, that guy.
He does have a five head. That's right. Jennifer Beals, I like a lot in a lot of things. I don't know that I really like her in this.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she'll grow on me.
I like her.
I do, too. Yeah. She was great in Book of Eli.
She was good in that, and she was, you know, she plays.
And then there's Flashdance.
She plays Cal's ex-wife on Lie to Me, and she's been really good on that. I mean, she's only on sometimes.
You know, the thing is, she's supposed to be this, like, hard-edged, like, cold, and I just
not buying it.
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, well, I
think heard they also
better.
Made the classic Chicago Highway reference mistake calling something, like, the 90.
Oh, really?
Which people here don't say.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that's a California thing. People here don't put the in front of the highway
right.
names. If you're using the number. If you're talking about the Kennedy, you would say right. the Kennedy. But otherwise, you would say 90
right.
without a the in front
you know,
of it.
You know, I still make that mistake, though, after living in California for so long.
Yeah.
But I watched the first episode, and I was like, eh, I don't know if I'd watch it again. But then they showed the preview of the next episode,
yeah.
and that's what made me watch the next episode.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
So I'll continue to watch.
Does it film here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what's so cool is all the little, like, I'll be watching a scene, but I'll be looking in the back to see, like, street signs to see exactly where they are. In fact, there was one part where they were by a bowling alley that's, like, just a few blocks from me.
Yeah.
But then, you know, 5 minutes later, they're on the south side.
Yeah. The Diversity Bowl.
No, the Fireside.
Oh, Fireside.
Which is right on Fullerton.
Fullerton.
Okay, The Office.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
If they haven't jumped the shark before this last episode, they've completely jumped the shark.
You know, we have not seen a single episode this season.
You're really not missing.
Really?
Really, really. It's really, really sad. This last episode, the whole episode, apparently Michael, never mentioned it before, but Michael has been making a movie.
Okay.
And so the whole episode was the movie.
Okay.
Terrible.
Wow.
Terrible.
Wow.
I'll say it again.
Wow.
I don't even want to talk.
I mean, that was the funniest show
really
on TV
sad.
For a while.
Huh?
That was the funniest show on TV for a while.
Yeah. But you know what I'm about to talk about is the second funniest show on TV.
Yeah.
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
This last week's episode.
You like that even more than
Modern Family is the only show I think is funnier.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why I said it's the second funniest show.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. That show has so come into its own, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
And Rob Lowe is hysterical on it.
Now, is he new this season?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they keep talking about his character leaving, so I'm guessing that he's leaving soon.
Yeah.
Adam Scott is also on it this season.
That is.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, okay.
I'll find him.
Who?
I thought his name was Adam McKay.
I think it's Adam Scott.
Do either of you have any idea what you're talking about? That's what I want to know right now.
No, it's Adam Scott.
It is. Brendan, you're fired again.
He's in tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in tons of stuff.
Yeah, and he's really good on the show. But this last episode, I laughed out loud through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I've tried to watch it a couple of times, and I was
no, the first
like,
the first season was terrible.
Well, I didn't even see that. I mean, I saw like an episode from the second season. I mean, there were like some funny moments, but overall, it was kind of like,
you know, what's one thing I think they realized? Amy Poehler's character is, she's kind of grating and like just not that interesting. She's kind of in the background now. She's not even like
really?
The main character. No.
That's weird.
Yeah. But I'm loving Parks and Recreation.
Like the big dude with the mustache, he's one of those characters that every time I see a little bit of that show, I'm like, just get rid of this character.
Really? Because I think he's one of the best.
Really?
Yeah. He's great.
I don't know. When I saw
you know,
him,
he's
he was
married
just
to
like,
Megan Mullally in real life, and she's on
really?
The show a couple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah. Well. I've also started watching, thanks to you, I watched the first four episodes of Fringe from the first season.
But now you still haven't seen more since I talked to you last time.
I have not,
right? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
And I like it.
You really have to see more.
I like it a lot.
I promise you this will be one of your favorite TV shows ever.
Yeah, like my only complaint to you was it wasn't serialized enough for me yet.
And it's very serialized soon.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, now it's totally serialized.
Okay.
There's nothing that happens now that isn't interwoven with the rest of the big story.
Okay. Right? But even the, you know, even the little episodic you know, episodes
yeah.
I saw. They were good.
And this is one of the things that you'll appreciate later in the series is that it turns out that they all have to do with the serialization aspect of it.
Okay.
Like there's nothing.
So they'll refer back to the.
Yeah. In fact, the last episode referred back to, I think, the second episode of the series, which was awesome.
Right.
So cool. So cool.
My only complaint, sometimes the little, like, you know, the little jokes are a little cheese ball.
They are. And some of that continues too. But I mean, it's still, you'll see what I mean when you get more into it.
I'm sure as I grow closer to the characters,
yeah.
like, it won't bother me as much.
Yeah. And what's really nice is where they go with the characters ends up, you know, again, having a lot more weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just some stuff that gets revealed as you get more into the series, that is just so cool and so clever and brilliant that it's just...
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a really great show. We, of course, have been watching Fringe, the current version, the current episodes of Fringe, and that's been really excellent. And I don't really want to give away anything since
Please.
You haven't seen it. We also got a gift. I got the gift of season two of
Gab.
Castle. What?
The gift of
Gab. I've always had that. Amy gave me, did she give it to me or did I give it to one of us for Valentine's Day gave the other one season two of
Castle. You become the same person that it doesn't even
matter. Exactly.
Anymore.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. I told you we keep giving each other the same gifts because right. we like all the same stuff. So anyway, so we've been watching like Before We Fall Asleep at 10 o'clock. We've been watching season two of Castle. I have to say that show is really a lot of fun. Nathan Fillion is so entertaining to watch. His timing and delivery on that show is fantastic. And one of the things that I love about that show, because it's a pretty typical...
Is he really over the top, though, like he was in Birdcage?
That's Nathan Lane. Not the same guy.
Ah.
One of the things that's great about that show is... So he's, you know, he's a big-time writer, a famous writer, who gets involved in a murder case because the person who's committing the murders is using scenes from his books to stage the murders. So that's how he gets involved with these cops in the first place. And then he, you know, kind of is attracted to and likes this female detective. And so he sort of, because he's friends with the mayor, he weasels his way into hanging around her all the time because he says he's going to write a book. He's just killed off his character that he's written all these best-selling books over about. And so now he's going to create this new character based on this female detective. And so he says to the mayor that he needs to hang around her to get, you know, material to write.
And is there, like, this sexual tension between them? And
it's not really tension. I mean, it's obvious that he likes her, and it's less obvious that to him that she likes him, but he still kind of knows it's there. I mean, they both kind of know it's there, but it's not played out the same way that it is in most shows that do that.
It's not Sam and Diane?
It's not Sam and Diane. But he is so funny on the show, and what's really great is... The other two cops who they work with a lot are these two guys who are, you know, partners
life partners?
No, cop partners. Mm-hmm. And there's no adversarial nature between them. Like, he becomes, like, buddy-buddy with them and one of the guys, and they, like, have jokes and bets behind the female detective's back because she's a little bit uptight and, you know, they don't want to get in trouble. But it's really nice that they do a lot of that stuff and don't make them adversarial because... That would have been a more typical thing to do because, you know, he's this nice looking guy. He's a famous writer. He's got a lot of money. And,
right.
you know, he's trying to sort of woo this, you know, sexy female
And he's not
detective.
Really a cop and he's in.
Exactly. And they don't care because they all like him because he is really charming and really nice. And one of the great things about his character, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen that show, The Mentalist.
No. That guy's eyebrows drive me crazy.
I know a lot of people who love that show and who love him. I think the show's okay. But I cannot stand his character because he's such a jerk. He's so self-centered and self-serving, and he's so mean to people. And there's not a funny aspect to it like there is with somebody like House, which is a show that I really like. Whereas on Castle, he's very cocky and, you know, and all that stuff, but he's a really, really nice guy. I mean, he's never selfish on purpose. Like, he'll find himself being a little bit selfish, and he'll make up for it. And he's just a really nice guy. He's a great dad to his daughter, you know, all this stuff. So it's just a really fun show. And, you know, it was a show that I had originally planned to watch when it first came on because I liked him from Firefly. But then we just never got around to watching it. And then my friend Megan loaned us season one and we really enjoyed it. And so now we're really enjoying season two as well. So good show. We also saw the most recent episode of Chase, which, again, I'm very sad that it's going to be canceled or has been canceled because that show's really good too. And then I want to talk real briefly about Cake Boss, The Next Great Baker, because, you know, we were watching that and we were watching the finale, and about halfway through the finale, they showed a commercial for the next episode of the regular Cake Boss series where they were welcoming the winner into the Cake Boss family. It's like, why would you show that halfway through the finale? Now we don't even have to watch it because we know who won.
That's terrible.
It was so ridiculous. I could not believe they did that.
So
we never ended up watching the rest of it. So stupid. And the last thing I want to talk about is, have you ever seen that show Selling New York?
Yeah, it's great.
It's really cool seeing the places, but are those not the most annoying people you've ever seen on
a
TV
absolutely.
Show?
Yes, they are.
The Clyers, the three women, uh-huh. the mother and the two daughters, right? I don't think I've ever Tony and I struggle with the fact that we talk pretty quickly on this podcast. Those people talk so fast and so frequently without taking a breath. They'll bring a client into an apartment and they'll be like, so this is a classic seven. It's got this many bedrooms. It's got this kind of kitchen. You'll see this is a classic New York kitchen. It's got the window at the end. It's very desirable. If you go out here on the deck, you'll see there's tons of space. There's about 3,000 square feet on here, bringing the total space to about 8,500 square feet if you count the indoor and the outdoor space. And I think you really love this. Don't you think it's perfect? And then the client will go, well, it's not really my style. Yeah, I didn't think this was going to be your style, so I have a couple other great places that I want to show you. I think they're going to be really perfect. And then it's like this for throughout the entire episode. And what's really funny about that show is I would say they don't sell stuff more often than they do.
But those places are amazing, though, aren't
they? Oh, my gosh. Some of the coolest apartments you've ever seen. They're really... But then, like, there was one we watched the other night where they took somebody to this apartment that, again, was so busy and so, like, French provincial and early American and just this horrible, gaudy decor everywhere. And the guy was talking about how he hated it. And so she took him to the next place, which was decorated exactly the same. It was like, do you people even talk to your clients before you take them to see anything? It's so weird. Don't you get that impression sometimes that they don't do any, you know, have no conversation at all with their clients before they start showing them stuff?
Yes.
Tony's busy. He's not even paying attention.
No, I'm bringing something up that we're going to talk about next.
All right, well, that's all I have in terms of then we'll stuff talk about that I talked about. So, yeah, let's move on to miscellaneous.
Well, before that, IGN.
Sure.
Put the – I don't know who the judges were here, but it's the top 50 sci-fi TV shows of all time.
Okay. Why would IGN do that?
Well, they also review movies and TV and stuff.
But don't they have a different site for that?
Or is it's all on their main site.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh, okay. So, top 50 – sci-fi movies and TV shows or
just TV shows? Yeah.
Okay.
So what would you think the top five would be?
Top five. Wow.
Wow.
Well, would they count Lost in that or no?
Lost was number six, I believe.
Okay. So they do count Lost. Yeah. I'm surprised that's not in the top five. I'm going to say Battlestar Galactica is probably in there.
Number one.
Okay. I'm going to say, I would hope that Fringe would be on there.
Not in the top five. I don't know. It's not even in the top 10.
Really? Is it on the list at all?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm only on the page of the top 10.
I'm going to say Firefly.
That's number 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Top five. Wow.
One of them's your favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Stargate?
No.
No? I don't know.
You talk about it almost every episode.
Sci-fi?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
It's number four.
Yeah. Okay.
Number two is Star Trek, the original series.
Yeah. I'm going to have to totally disagree with that. I hated that series.
Number three is Twilight Zone. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Those are still entertaining.
I might almost put that higher because it's so timeless.
That's number three.
Yeah.
What do you mean higher?
Well, it could be number two.
Well, I put higher than Star Trek, sure.
Yeah.
And number five is The X-Files.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
You never watched that show. That show paved the way for shows like Fringe. Oh, my God. Seriously.
Number seven is Star Trek The Next Generation.
That was a great show.
Number eight is The Prisoner.
Never saw it. The new one or the old one?
Starring Patrick McGowan.
That would be the old one.
Number nine is The Outer Limits. And number 10 was Firefly.
Yeah, Outer Limits and Twilight Zone, almost interchangeable at times.
Brendan just chimed out. No small wonder.
Well, can you just kind of go down the list, the rest of them?
All 50?
Well, how long is that going to take?
All right.
How fast we talk.
I got to go back.
Does your iPad even work?
Yeah, hold on. Well,
What's with that, like, as you scroll down the webpage, it's like chunking in the...
It's IGN.
Oh, it is?
I think.
It doesn't normally do that?
IGN's so busy with so much stuff that, like...
So the iPad only works if there's a website that's not busy?
There's no need for that.
There kind of is.
Let's go to 11. Hold on. It's still loading the page. But
my God.
Hey, I love the iPad.
I know, but that's
We have more iPad news later, by the way.
I know.
Number 11, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That's fair.
Number 12, Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
You just read them out. You don't have to read the numbers because you're reading them in order.
But I like the numbers. 13, okay. Babylon 5. 14, V, the original. 15, Futurama. Come on.
Never seen it.
16, Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
You know what? I would put that way higher. I gotta be honest with you.
Torchwood is number 17. Fringe is number 18.
I would put that way higher.
Stargate SG-1, 19.
Put that higher.
Red Dwarf, 20.
Never saw it. Their organizational skills are terrible on this website. You should see what Tony's having to do just to go to the next number. They're like in reverse order on each page.
Right, well, because they're counting down from 50 to 1.
Oh, okay, so you were reading it backwards.
Right.
I get you now.
Come on.
So this is actually all your fault.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. His iPads are so slow. It's
well,
so
I have
slow.
It. We'll just go to 30. 21 is Farscape. 22 is Star Blazers Space Battleship Yamato.
You know what? I loved that show.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. When I was a kid, I could not wait to see the next episode of that show.
Really? I've never heard of
it. It was a serialized, animated space soap opera.
Wow.
It was crazy and so cool.
23 is Alien Nation.
Oh, please. That show was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you're 24. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Never even saw that.
Number 25, Quantum Leap.
Come on, Quantum Leap was way better than a lot of the stuff above it on that
26,
list.
26, Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Evangelion. Yeah.
27, The 4400.
Terrible show.
28, Life on Mars.
Never heard of it.
29, Cowboy Bebop. And 30, Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Never seen it.
No, me neither.
I never thought there would be a day. Never thought there would be a day when somebody would talk about a Star Wars thing, and I would say, "Never seen it."
Never seen it. Yeah. Not interested.
Not interested.
Let's move on to miscellaneous.
Let's.
Kiefer Sutherland and Heroes creator Tim Kring are teaming up for the new series Touch for Fox. Sutherland will play the father of an autistic mute boy who can predict events in the future.
It has no way to tell anyone about them. I like Kiefer Sutherland. I think Tim Kring did some really fun stuff with Heroes. That description does not make me want to watch the show.
No. He was actually on Regis and Kelly the other day. Have you ever seen him in an interview?
Kiefer Sutherland?
He's got like no sense of humor. He's so dry and boring.
I haven't seen him in an interview, but I've read interviews with him, and I gathered that from the interviews. Yeah. And I believe personally that that comes from his father being such a complete jerk. And basically instilling in him a sense of fear not to come across as stupid in anything, because his father is such a rude, obnoxious bastard.
Wow.
In interviews that I've seen with him, he comes across as just the meanest, most obnoxious person in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Donald Sutherland I'm talking right. about. Yeah.
That would be his father.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that people know who I'm talking about.
So. Our friend Todd's friend, Minnie Driver, will make a return to TV in Hail Mary, a new drama about a suburban single mom who teams with a street-smart hustler to solve crimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Right?
Why would she do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that.
Wow.
Well, the much-talked-about Wonder Woman series has finally found a home at NBC. The new David Kelly creation will star Adrienne Palicki of Friday Night Lights and the short-lived Lone Star.
She was also in Supernatural, and she is quite the hottie, so I'm kind of glad that she was cast.
Looking forward to that outfit, aren't you?
Looking forward to that outfit a lot.
Sci-fi will be...
And she's tall. She's 5'11".
Well, you need a tall Wonder Woman.
I know, but I'm saying. You know, you don't find a lot of actresses that are 5'11", I would think. So, there you
Iman,
go.
Maybe.
I'm glad that's where you went. You went to Iman.
It's the only thing that popped in my head.
Because if there's a household word for tall actress, it's Iman. Grace Jones would have been a better thing
you're
to
right,
say.
You're right. That would have been better. Sci-fi will begin airing episodes of Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Really?
Not new ones.
I know, but that's great. Maybe it'll revive interest.
Eric Roberts will star in a new dance-themed series on ABC.
I have absolutely no comment on that.
In what I hope is not becoming a trend in Hollywood, James Vanderbeek will play himself in the new ABC series Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
Does he play the title character?
But I hope just with
episodes.
Right.
That this is not what everyone does now.
Right. Do you remember that show? It was a while ago. I would say it's in the 90s, where Jennifer Grey played herself.
Yes.
She was like the neighbor.
It was pretty funny.
All the jokes were about how, remember, like, after she got her nose job, no one knew who she was?
Right.
All the jokes were revolved around that.
Yeah.
That was kind of
funny. That was actually a pretty funny show.
Yeah. Supercomputer Watson brought Jeopardy its highest ratings.
What was the name of that show? Was that the show that was called It's Like, You Know?
Oh, my God. Good memory.
Was that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Supercomputer Watson brought Jeopardy its highest ratings in over 4 years when he crushed his human opponents last week.
Literally, they dropped the computer. No, but
did you watch any of that?
I didn't. And
it was
and I'm
so
surprised,
weird.
I'm surprised just, that it was the highest ratings in 4 years. I would think it would be the highest ratings in like 40 years.
Right.
Who watches that show?
I don't know. I have to say, if it's on, I'll watch it.
Really?
I enjoy it,
I just find the questions and answers so uninteresting most of the
time.
But
it's so funny. When the computer started getting like all of them right, you could tell the other two were like, well, I'll just sit this out. Like,
really?
Oh, my God. The computer answered probably 80% of the questions.
So the big deal with this is that the computer was actually listening to the questions, right?
Right.
And from its own knowledge base. What the question
meant.
It
had no internet access. It was just its own knowledge base. It would...
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
How did they put...
But what was really weird was at the bottom of the screen, it would give what his three choices were for the answer. So it... I can't think of a sample question. But let's say it's like who played Laverne on Laverne and Shirley.
Right.
So, you know, he'd answer Penny Marshall, but then it would show the next two. And the next two would be like, you know, Henry Winkler. And like it's just showing what he had to go to get the answer.
The last three records in the database before he. Yeah.
So it was interesting to see that. But it wasn't even entertaining to
watch. To me, the most impressive thing about that is the computer was actually listening and understanding the questions enough to find an answer.
And you know what?
That's
he
incredible
always,
technology.
Always answered in a question. He did.
Okay.
Well, you know how sometimes humans will forget?
Pretty sure he was programmed to do that. That's right there. That's kind of cheating.
Okay. This sounds fun to me. Christina Ricci is in talks to star in the new ABC series Pan Am, a 60s set drama about a group of pilots and stewardesses.
I saw something about that yesterday, and I thought that was pretty cool, too. She's has she gotten, like, super skinny or something? I saw a picture of her.
I haven't seen her in a long time, but actually in the last movie she was in, remember that movie she was in where she had a pig nose?
Yeah. I never saw that.
She was really thin in that.
But she looked, in the picture I saw of her yesterday, she looked really skinny.
Yeah, and in fact, she shouldn't go that skinny because she has a huge head.
She does.
She looks like a lollipop.
She does.
Yeah. And not the kind you want to lick.
Well,
moving on.
To each his own.
After Nathan Fillion made a comment about the fact that...
Keep reading.
Oh, is this your thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I don't recognize this.
You're like
you're
Ron Burgundy.
You're reading it.
Okay, after Nathan Fillion... He just like reads whatever.
I didn't recognize it, so he threw me off.
After Nathan Fillion made a comment about the fact that if he won the lottery, he'd buy the rights to Firefly, fans have organized a pledge system to raise enough money for that to happen. What he said, so I guess somebody asked him, I guess the California lottery was up to like $300 million. Somebody said, what would you do if you won the lottery? And he said, if I did that, I'd buy the rights to Firefly, make new episodes, and release them on the web. So now all these fans took that to heart, and they're gathering pledges from people. They're not actually collecting money because obviously that could be problematic. If they don't get enough, then they'd have to refund it all.
Right.
So they're gathering pledges from people to try to make that happen. Now, industry analysts are saying it would take nowhere near $300 million to produce, you know, some new episodes of the show, but that they don't think Fox would sell the rights in the first place. So it's all kind of probably moot. But apparently they said if everybody who bought the DVDs chipped in like between $50 and $100, they could do this no problem.
Yeah, but...
Oh, but, right.
I wouldn't.
Right. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, here's some of my money to make that guy richer.
Yeah. Well, I think the money would go towards producing the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but where's my kickback?
Well, you'll have to talk to them about that. I'm not the one organizing this.
I mean, I guess if you're a super fan, $50 is worth, you know...
Sure. The possibility
reviving
that it's going to happen.
Your favorite franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the point that they're trying to make here. But, yeah, I have pledged nothing yet. Probably won't.
No.
I'll pledge something if I don't have to pay it. If it never happens, what difference does it make to me? Because I'll pay $50 for more Firefly episodes, no problem. But then I want free.
But that's not even saying that they would make more. It's just to buy him the rights.
And make more.
I'm going to need that in writing.
I'm pretty sure it's in writing on the website.
Ah.
So why don't you go take a look at that? but that's all we got for TV, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a quick... We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about movies. I will be using this voice for the rest of the podcast.
That's actually what Watson sounded like on Jeopardy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy on the radio here in Chicago. I think he probably just works at a radio station and does promos. You know, because a lot of times, what?
The homeless guy?
No, it's not the homeless guy. I don't think he's from Chicago. You know, a lot of times they'll have an intern or some, you know, associate producer on a radio show be the voice of the commercials because it's cheaper for them to do that
right.
than to hire voice talent and stuff like that. So this guy, I don't know who he is, but he would always read his commercials like that. It'd be like, this week at the Waterbed Store, save over 50% on your favorite. You know what I mean? It was the weirdest read, but that guy was on the radio for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, as far back as I remember listening to the radio here, I can remember hearing him. So I'm going to do the rest of the show in this voice.
Show over.
All right, forget it. We are going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. What have you seen? You've seen a lot of stuff.
I have.
What the heck is going on here?
In a month.
I've seen nothing.
I know. Busy. Well, you know, I feel really guilty. The Oscars are this Sunday.
Yeah.
And we won't
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No.
And I usually like to see all the Oscar movies, and I have not, and I will not.
The only movies you've seen are movies that star somebody named Oscar, which is really not the same thing.
Right. Because the only Oscar I know is Oscar Nunez.
From The Office.
Right.
And he's only been in like one thing.
The Proposal.
Yeah, there you go.
You
know, speaking of people from The Office being in movies, Jenna Fischer has a new movie opening up pretty soon.
Yeah, with my favorite, Owen Wilson.
With your favorite. I just have to say, for the record, in case Jenna Fischer is listening, you're way too sexy, woman.
Really?
Yeah, she's so hot. Right, Brendan?
I agree 100%.
Totally. She's so sexy, that woman.
Jenna Fischer.
Yes, absolutely.
Is this part of that, like, she's sexy in, like, a nerdy way?
No, she's just hot.
Jenna Fischer?
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
Really?
She's so hot.
Okay, moving on. But I did see one Oscar. Well, I saw a couple, I guess. I saw The Fighter.
Okay.
And it was good.
Now, how would you compare that to The Wrestler?
I wouldn't.
Okay, really?
Well,
wow.
They're both kind of gritty, I guess. Although The Fighter wasn't as gritty as The Wrestler.
Okay.
The Wrestler made you feel a little dirty. This doesn't.
Really?
Yeah. But this is
not in a good way, I take it.
No, I mean, this is a true story. So basically they didn't have much license with what they could do with it.
And
the ending, just for me, like,
you're just kind of like, who cares?
There never was that much drama.
For a good movie when there's not a lot of drama.
I mean, it was a good story, but like, it could have gone so many other ways that would have made it more exciting.
Yeah.
And they couldn't because it was a true story. But I have to say, as far as like the acting, amazing.
Yeah, really.
Except
good.
For maybe Mark Wahlberg.
He was
kind of playing himself. So, yeah. I mean, he was good. But like, Christian Bale really proved in this movie that he is one of the best actors we have nowadays.
I think I probably would have said that even without saying this.
But this,
seeing
like,
this movie.
If you put this next to like two of his other movies, like it would be hard to believe it was even him.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, they show the real characters and they show the character that he's playing.
Yeah.
Or the real people that they're portraying. And he hit it spot on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll definitely win the Oscar. And I think Melissa Leo will win too. They're both up for
What's the dude from, I can never remember his name, the dude from Gangs of New York?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah. I think he is one of the best actors
Absolutely,
who's ever lived.
Yeah.
He's one of those people too that whenever I see him in something, I'm like, I can't believe this is the same guy who was in that. The guy is just amazing.
Right. I did watch The Social Network again.
And
I liked it much better the second time.
Really?
So I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what I was saying the first time, but the second time I got the whole theme of like, you know, Zuckerberg, who had like no social skills whatsoever, then goes on to create
the most social thing in history.
Right.
Yeah.
So for that, it was cool. No, I liked it much better the second time.
Yeah.
I
still want to know what all those formulas were that they were writing on the window.
Right. What does it
have to do with Facebook? Right.
And he kept saying, give me the algorithm. Give me the algorithm.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to a certain extent because there are technological aspects of both Facebook and something like Twitter that are pretty complicated.
Right.
But it looked like they were trying to solve like the theory of relativity there, right. Not like figure out how to optimize a database. You know what I mean? Right. It just seemed maybe a little bit overkill. I'm just saying.
Okay, the next movie I saw was The American with George Clooney.
Okay.
Loved it.
Really?
Absolutely loved it, but I don't think you would.
Because George Clooney's in it?
No. Well, first of all,
too much Clooney?
Terrible marketing on this movie. Because you expect it to be like an action adventure.
Okay.
Not at all. Totally slow-paced drama.
Yeah.
It moves so slow.
Was it like No Country for Old Men slow?
Slower.
Ooh, that's
it's
slow.
It's so slow.
That's slow.
But
this is like getting into the realm of Perry Como slow.
But I got what they were doing with it. I mean, yeah. They were trying to show, you know, the stories about him being a hitman who's kind of like hiding, but he's doing one last job before he's out.
Right.
And so he's hiding in Italy. And that's one of the reasons I really embraced it was because it showed beautiful like villages in Italy. And
where in Italy was he?
I don't know exactly. I mean, they tell.
Did he go to San Gimignano? I mean, where was he?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, beautiful Italian villages, and because I'm going there in a couple
months.
Are
you going to go to San Gimignano?
I don't know where
you should
go
there. It's really cool.
I don't know what that is.
It's near
Did you
Siena.
Make that up?
No, it's near Siena. You going to go there?
No.
You're not going to Tuscany at all?
No.
Oh. You're not going to Florence?
Yes, I am going to Florence.
Well, it's right by there.
But I'm not going there.
Oh, you should. It's really worth...
Actually, I wasn't originally going to Florence.
I'll tell you right now, you don't need that much time in Florence. So
I only have 2 days in Florence.
That's more than enough. Take part of one of those days and go to San Gimignano in Siena. You won't regret it. Plus, the pizza in Siena is awesome, whereas the pizza...
Okay, again, you can't tell me what to do.
The pizza in Florence, not good.
Okay.
Not good. I'm just saying.
What was I even talking about now? Oh, The American.
About, yeah.
So I love the beautiful, like, it's shot beautifully.
Yeah.
But the story is about how he's kind of, like, hiding, doing this last job, and, like, just his day is very, I mean, it just illustrates what his life is like. It's very slow. He can't really like make connections with anyone because, you know.
Right. You can't have people knowing who you are and what you do.
And it just portrays it so well. This is one of those movies. Do you ever watch a movie that you really can feel the movie? Like you almost feel like you're there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
That's
about.
That's what I get from this.
Yeah.
And I have to say, there's a sex scene in this movie.
I think Dumb and Dumber was like that.
There's a sex scene in this movie that, you know, it's
pretty graphic.
Well, I won't say graphic because graphic has like a negative connotation, but it's probably one of the sexiest sex scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's just done. It's steamy.
Again, I'm going to throw out Dumb and Dumber. Was there even a sex scene in that movie? I've never seen that movie.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I don't know.
It looked really stupid. Doubly so.
But I can't say that this movie's for everyone. I mean, if you can deal with the slow nature of it and it...
You know, I might like it because...
It's very atmospheric.
Only because I always feel like how hitmen are portrayed in movies seems completely unrealistic. Not that I know anything about it, but it just seems like you're saying, like there's...
No, this has a human edge to it. You would like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's slow.
That's okay. It's okay if there's a reason for it. I don't like slow when it's done because they got nothing else going on in the script. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like stuff drawn out for no reason.
I watch this on Vudu, but I think I'm going to pick it up on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to see it again, and I just saw it a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Clooney's great in it, although I like Clooney, and you're not a huge Clooney fan.
I don't dislike him. I just don't
see I think you might like him a little more after this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I pick it up, I'll loan it to you.
Thanks.
I also watched a documentary that's right now on Netflix on instant streaming called Waiting for Hockney.
Okay.
This is the story. This is really interesting. This is the story of an artist named Billy Pappas, who he...
Greek boy?
Yes. Right after, like late 80s, right after he gets out of art school, his art was drawing, like really fine detailed drawing. He would do like line drawings. Right, we got out of art school. He wanted to make a big splash in the art world, but you know, art world is hard to get into.
Sure.
So he was working as a waiter and a bartender. At the restaurant he was working at, he had this eccentric old guy who would come into his station and they would talk about art. And, you know, the guy had seen some of Billy's work and said, you know, you really could go far, but you've got to prove yourself. Yeah.
Right.
And so he tells him, he's like, I'll tell you what, if you can make the most detailed drawing ever, he's like, I will fund... He will, you know, pay him for the time that he's not working on this. And then, you know, he can pay him back later because he had faith in him that he would become this huge deal. So this guy spends with 14 by 17 inch drawing.
Okay.
He spends 8.5 years doing this drawing.
On one drawing?
Of Marilyn Monroe.
Full time?
Yeah. 10 hours a day, every day for 8.5 years.
How do you do that? How do you even do that?
Yet he wouldn't even, every day wouldn't even be an inch by an inch square. He would just, he'd have microscopic like glasses on with like this really like a bristle. And like really, he drew this picture of Marilyn Monroe, drew every hair, every pore on her face, every beauty mark. I'll show you the pictures.
Is it really good?
Yes and no.
This is all right. No, looks like a third grader did it.
What's really cool about it is like when you see the magnifying,
yeah,
you know, sections
how much detail
of it,
is in it.
It's amazing. But overall, it's kind of like cold looking.
Yeah.
I mean, and all he did was he took a picture of her and he redrew
copied
it.
Yeah.
But in, you know,
super detail,
super fine detail.
Yeah.
So while he's doing this, you know, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to watch this. But while he's doing this, he realizes, well, he's still, even after he does this, he still needs to find his in the art
right.
world. So through many contacts, he gets a hold of David Hockney, who
okay.
is like one of the greatest artists still alive.
Yeah.
And has this meeting with David Hockney. And I won't ruin how it ends, but it's funny how it ends because let's just say.
You can tell me off air.
His dreams don't really go.
Pan out. Right. Is Hockney
after
just like
spending eight
is
and
Hockney
years
just like what's the scrap? Who wants wonder, this?
No, he liked it, but yeah. like not to the extent that
yeah.
you know he had hoped.
Good to meet you, kid. See ya.
there's another funny part. I mean, this is just a small part, so I'm going to give this part away. He realizes, you know, to spend that much time, you'd have to pay him a lot of money to do one portrait, and
sure.
he wanted someone to commission him to do another portrait. But he was thinking, you know, in order to get paid well for it, I'm going to have to find someone extremely rich.
Right.
So he contacts Bill Gates.
Okay.
Or tries to contact Bill Gates and says that, you know, tells him
right.
what he's doing with the Marilyn picture and says he would do one for him. And Bill Gates sends him a letter back saying, I have no interest in that. Don't ever contact me again.
Wow.
But really interesting. It's not long. It's probably like an hour, hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But the guy's still around. And I go on his website. He's still trying to, like, commission a portrait.
Yeah.
Like, he really hasn't done much other than this.
Wow.
And
what? Tell me again. You talked about that movie about the guy who met the kid on Facebook who was the artist. What was that called again? You guys both had seen that.
Catfish.
Catfish. Okay. Yeah. What happened at the end? When he goes and meets the woman, then what happens? Is there, like, a blowout, or is he just like, well, that was weird, and he leaves? I mean, what
Not
happens?
Not a blowout. She comes clean about, but, again, but, I don't want to ruin it, but she comes clean about all the
stuff.
Dishonesty and, yeah.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to talk about that off air,
yeah.
too, because there's something that I need to know about that.
But I've really been getting into these little documentaries.
It sounds like it.
Netflix.
Remember, there's no such thing as a documentary.
Right. These stories.
Yeah. Fake documentaries.
Okay. And that's what I've seen. I really wish I would have seen The Black Swan before the Oscars or
yeah.
The King's Speech.
I want to see Unknown.
Unknown.
It looks good. The Liam Neeson one where his wife,
oh, yeah.
you know.
That actually got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, looks good. I'd like to see that. We were going to see it last night, but then stuff was weird,
right.
you know, at home and didn't have the time to go. So, but anyway,
so you have nothing.
I got nothing.
Okay. Again, Oscars are this Sunday.
Don't
need to really talk about it now. We'll talk about them afterwards.
Yeah. And who's hosting again?
James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Right. Sure. The Hollywood's latest power couple.
Who aren't a couple? Yes.
Well, that the you know the night
That's
is still young.
Logistics.
Sure.
Right.
Exactly. Just it's just a couple of signatures away from being real.
Miscellaneous. Despite rumors that the project has been halted, Kiefer Sutherland has been making the talk show rounds with confirmation that the 24 movie is still very much in the works.
Wow.
And apparently Tony Scott's name is still kind of attached to it.
Now, did he do the TV show too, Tony Scott?
No.
Oh, okay. So Kiefer Sutherland's got a lot of stuff going on right now. He's got the new show
very
called Touched.
Busy. But touch.
Touched by a Sutherland?
rumors are swirling that Kevin Costner will appear in the new Superman film.
Hopefully not as Superman.
Right.
They just cast Superman, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually on the cover of
Entertainment Weekly. Yeah.
yeah.
Which I actually got within a week of its release.
Wow.
A miracle. But no idea as who?
No. No, they're not saying.
Does he still? I didn't even know he was still in movies. I can't remember the last time I saw him in anything.
Right, I can't either.
Which is fine with me. I've never been a big fan of his.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate him.
I got tired of him.
I just think he's kind of.
And he made a lot of crap.
I think
the Postman and Waterworld and those were terrible.
Yeah, JFK, I liked him in.
Yeah,
That was good.
I still think he's great in Untouchables.
Yeah, that movie's all right.
What? That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's just all right for me.
Okay. The Sherlock Holmes sequel is now titled Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
Ooh. Again, with the Mystery Machine.
What is that you're doing?
The Scooby-Doo theme song. Oh. That's how it starts.
And the Spider-Man reboot is now titled The Amazing Spider-Man.
That's odd. I wouldn't guess that title. Now, who's involved in that again? Do we know? Do we know all the players in that one?
Well, we know that the guy from Social Network
who's
is
playing, who's
starring.
Playing Lois Lane? Who's playing Stanley?
No,
who's playing all these characters?
Okay, we're moving on.
No, who's playing Spider-Man? The main guy from the Social Network?
What's his name? No.
Oh, good. Because no one would believe that.
It's Andrew something.
Lincoln?
Can you believe we're doing a podcast? Andrew Garfield.
I need
He's
to see
British.
A picture. I need to see a picture.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I need to see a picture.
I mean, why? What do you need a picture for?
Because I need to see if I know the dude.
I mean, you act like it's worth 1,000 words.
Do you have it yet? Where's the picture? Let me see the picture.
You don't know him.
Yeah, sure, I've seen him.
You have not?
Yeah, I have. He was the good guy in the movie, right?
In what?
In Social Network. Right, wasn't he the dude who, what's his name, stole everything from?
One of the ones that he didn't steal from him. He kind of squeezed him out of the company.
Right, he pushed him out of the deal.
Right. Christopher Nolan hasn't even begun shooting the next Batman film, and there are already talks about a sequel to Inception.
What would you do with a sequel to Inception? That makes no sense at all. Well, I mean, what would be the purpose of that?
Right.
That's about the dumbest thing.
Because you kind of mess with the story of the first one by making a sequel. It's best left on its own.
Yeah, I mean, either you tie into the whole question of whether or not he always was or always wasn't in the dream,
right?
Which we kind of know the answer to already.
Do we?
Yeah, because remember his kids were wearing the same thing in the same exact pose on the same day with the same weather. He was always in the dream.
Yeah.
So his wife was right.
You know what?
He was living the dream.
Living the dream.
He was living the
dream.
Lucky
guy.
But so you either tie into that, which is dumb, because what's the point?
Right.
Or you do see something completely unrelated, which would just be more of the same.
Right.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Hey,
Brendan, would you get Chris Nolan on the phone? Thanks. Yeah, 1-800-NOLAN. Thank you.
It seems like I've been reading about the Farrelly Brothers Three Stooges biopic for years. The most recent item in the news is that Justin Timberlake and Cher are in talks to appear.
Cher playing Shemp?
No, Cher actually will be playing, you know, the woman that was in almost all of theirs. She always played like, you know, she played a nun or like.
Oh,
there was one
woman
they used. And that's what Cher, right.
Yeah,
that's what Cher's role would be.
And Justin
that's
Timberlake.
Because you remember Farrelly Brothers used Cher in that other movie too. The one where Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon were Siamese twins.
You know, I saw that and I don't even remember her from
she was in
being
that.
In that.
Yeah. Stuck on You? Is that
Stuck
what
on
it?
You. Yeah. Actually, a pretty funny movie, I have to say.
Mila Kunis will play the Wicked Witch of the West in Oz, The Great and Powerful, one of the few Wizard of Oz films in the works.
Seems a little young for that part.
Well, maybe it's...
Pretty sure that the Wicked Witch of the West was old and witchy looking in the original movie.
Well, obviously, she died in the original one, so this is before that.
Oh. So what is this like...
Remember, I'm melting. What a world.
Yeah, what a world. So what is, like, you know, Wizard of Oz 90210?
Or Oz Babies.
Exactly.
Pan's Labyrinth director Guillermo del Toro.
Again, any relation to Benicio?
No.
Okay.
Is teaming with Jim Henson's company to make a darker, edgier version of Pinocchio.
Where he goes around stabbing people with his schnoz. Just because he can.
These are yours.
Go ahead. Call me Little Wooden Boy one more time. I dare you. Oh, yeah?
Actually, I'll read this one. The Whitney Houston Kevin Costner vehicle, The Bodyguard, is getting the remake treatment. This is not to be confused with the Chris Makepeace Adam Baldwin vehicle, My Bodyguard.
That's right. Which we just had a conversation about in this office just last week. Coincidentally.
That's one of, you know, I would put that in. If I were to make a list of the best uses of Chicago in a movie.
That would definitely be in
my top five.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Blues Brothers would be another one. About Last Night would be another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying how right, good the right, movie right, is. Right, I'm right. saying their use of Chicago.
Yeah. Worst use of Chicago? Adventures in Babysitting.
Because it was shot in Toronto.
With a building from Chicago superimposed right. in an image in the background. Yeah. Yeah. Those are all good ones.
Yeah. Even The Dark Knight, I think, is a great use of Chicago. Even though it's supposed to be Gotham City.
Right.
Don't you find it so weird that they're not shooting the next one in Chicago?
Where are they shooting it? Australia?
I don't
Something
know.
Like that?
New Zealand? I heard some of it's going to be in London. Then they talked about Asia for some of it.
Maybe it doesn't take place in Gotham.
Yeah, but it should somehow.
No. Okay. But
yeah, I guess it's not.
Well, it's like the Batman Roadshow. Fighting crime in a city near you.
It's
quick, hurry,
Batman and Bing Crosby on the road to Singapore.
Exactly.
Bing Crosby's and team. According to Box Office Mojo, 2011.
What is Box Office Mojo?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just go with it.
Okay.
2011 will see the highest number of big screen sequels in history.
Do we have a list of those?
No.
Thank you for that news. This just in, a man has committed a heinous crime.
Do we know the crime?
No. Wow.
I'll see if I can get that list.
That would be great. Might want to try boxofficemojo.com because I hear that's where it came from. I mean, aren't you curious about what those are? I'm curious about what those are. Did you find it yet?
Yep.
Okay. What do we got? Just rattle off a few.
I got it from moviemoron.com.
They just keep getting better and better.
Oh, this isn't right. I mean, because these aren't in
2011. Well, no, that's the moron version. You want the mojo version.
No, this can't be right. Oh, you want me to go to Mojo?
Yeah, that's where the list came from. I would
well, no,
think...
it didn't give the list. It just said that.
Oh. Well, can't you find it?
I'm looking.
This is just ridiculous.
See what I go through, folks?
Well, you should have had this information ready. I mean, you're over there, you know, fiddling around with the iPad during the entire podcast.
I got it.
Okay. Got it? What do we got? Still like your iPad?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Cars 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, Roderick Rules, The Hangover Part 2, Happy Feet 2, Hoodwinked 2, Hood versus Evil.
What is that a sequel to?
Hoodwinked.
Oh, that was all one thing. Okay.
Johnny English Reborn.
Johnny English Reborn?
What's Johnny English?
Is Natalie Imbruglia going to be in that one too?
I don't know what Johnny English is.
Johnny English, I think, was the spy movie starring Mr. Bean and Natalie Imbruglia.
Okay. Kung Fu Panda 2, Piranha 3DD.
Okay, I am so there.
Sherlock Holmes 2, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Big Mama, Like Father, Like
no.
Son.
No.
That's already
Another
out.
Big Mama.
You haven't seen the commercials for that?
No.
That's like out this week.
Why would anyone make or go see that? No.
Medea's Big Happy Family.
Again.
Paranormal Activity 3. Transformers.
3.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Pirates. Why are you laughing at that?
There's a new Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah, you haven't heard about that?
No.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Yeah, that I'm actually looking forward to.
Scream 4.
Wow.
Spy Kids 4.
Wow.
The Twilight Saga BS.
You know, I heard the Spy Kids movies were pretty good.
No.
No? They weren't? Oh, I heard they were good. I never saw any of them.
Final Destination 5.
I'm there.
Puss in Boots.
Wow.
X-Men First Class. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Two.
The Muppets.
What Muppets?
There's a Muppet movie coming.
Okay.
That's the one that Jason Segel's doing.
Yeah.
Rise of the Apes.
What do you think about that?
I'm excited about that.
Now, who's...
James Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, who's directing it?
James Franco.
Is directing it?
No. I don't know
the answer to that. Why would anyone let him direct anything?
I can't leave this list yet.
Okay, fine.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
That's like a double sequel.
New Year's Eve, which is a sequel to Valentine's Day.
Which was what? Oh, that movie about all the relationships?
Yeah.
I heard that was awful.
That's it. That's
I heard that movie was awful. Look up who's directing Rise of the Apes. It's somebody good, right? Isn't it somebody good? I think it's somebody good.
I think it's Rob Reiner.
That seems like an odd fit to me. Why don't you just tell me it's Norman Lear?
Rupert Wyatt.
I have no idea who that is. What else has he done?
I'm about to tell you. You're very impatient.
Well, I have to sit here and wait for you to do it. And if you had a real computer with a keyboard, this would be done already.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
I haven't had to type a thing. It's just click, 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 click.
By the way, I will say that was one thing I did like about the Evo, which I have since returned. The voice to text worked phenomenally well.
Yeah.
You get that whole string of text that I sent to you where I didn't type a single letter?
That was cool.
I mean, there was nothing wrong in there. There were no typos, no incorrect words.
It's a little gobbledygook.
No, it wasn't. I think the whole time I used the voice to text, it only made one mistake.
Well,
it's pretty cool.
The Escapist. He made that.
I don't know what that is.
Subterrane.
I feel like I saw that. Brendan, does yours have the voice to text? Is that built? Yeah. It works really well, right? You got to talk a little slow, but it's better than trying to type while you're driving.
Oh, he must be British.
Oh, well, I don't care about that.
The Escapist had Brian Cox and Joseph Fiennes in it.
Oh, Joe Fiennes? I don't think you understand. If you don't tell me, you will be sorry.
And that's all I have for movies.
All right. We are going to take a quick break then, and when we come back, we're going to talk about everything else in the old mashup. Okay, we're back, and it's time for the old mashup.
The moosh moosh.
Best Buy now has an electronics buyback program, but it's being pretty much universally dismissed as a complete waste of money. You have to pay for the program when you buy something, and you only get back a certain percentage based on the amount of time you've had the item that you want them to buy back, minus whatever Best Buy comes up with to deduct based on how they view the overall condition of the item in question. So they could say, well, you know, it's got a lot of scratches and looks kind of worn, so only going to give you
half. The most ridiculous waste of money.
Seriously.
Ever.
In other words, stay away.
Right.
It's worse than the insurance, which, by the way, I have family members, extremely close family members who work in the insurance business. They would never in a million years buy the insurance from Best Buy on anything because they always say it's the biggest ripoff in the entire world. Complete scam, basically. Scientists working on a way to reduce the effects of stress on the intestinal tract may have accidentally stumbled upon a cure for baldness. This is actually really cool because they were testing mice and they had, you know, their control group and their, you know, whatever, blah, 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 science terms for different groups of mice. And the mice they were giving the drug to, you know, were having some kind of intestinal issues that they were trying to block the stress receptors for those.
It'd be a case of the trots.
That's terrible. So they, you know, left him alone for however long it was, a few weeks, month, whatever, and they went back to get him, and they couldn't find him because they had all regrown all of their hair. Like, wow. Regrown. And then they found, once they realized what had happened, then they gave the same treatment to mice that had their hair but who were going to go through the same stress, treatments as the other mice. And it prevented them from losing their hair like the first group of mice did. So This may actually be like a real thing. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if they actually find a cure for baldness?
Yeah.
We'd all look British. It'd be so cool.
What?
They have tons of hair, the Brits. It's like big quaffs of hair on their heads. They're tall, they're thin, and they got just magnificent hair. Uh-huh.
But it messes with your teeth. So you decide.
You know what? I can't speak to that.
So you decide.
I can't speak to that. Lego's got a new line of sets coming out this year called Alien Conquest that have abduction action and lights. I guess they have magnets in them or something that they abduct the minifigures, and there's like little lights that shine down to make it look
cool.
Like they're being abducted. They actually look really cool.
For a child. Continue.
Okay, Mr. Big Planet. BMW will launch an eco brand of electric, hybrid, and possibly alternative fuel cars. The name of the new brand is the lowercase letter I. Yes. Their new brand is called I.
No.
Didn't that seem like one of the dumbest brand names ever? Just the letter I.
Are they trying to jump on the whole like iPod, iPad?
iCar.
I
don't know. It's just such a ridiculous name. Apple has confirmed that March 2nd will be the date of an iPad event. Some industry analysts are saying the iPad 2 will be sort of a disappointment. Probably adding front and back cameras, but not improving on battery life or upping the screen resolution. As such, these people are saying to wait for next year's iPad 3.
So let me
ask you a question. What would be on the iPad 2 that would make you want to get it?
SD card slot.
That's the only thing? External memory?
The cameras, I guess.
You would actually buy a new one for $500, $600, $700 just for...
No, not just for camera, no. The SD card slot, I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your memory pretty much full on that?
No.
Oh, well, then what do you care?
Because, for example, I'm going on vacation, yeah, and I want to be able to post pictures and send pictures and stuff that I take. And so I don't want to have to bring my laptop,
right,
in order to do that. But I can't do it on my iPad,
right,
with my camera.
Right.
But if it had an SD card slot, I could.
That's true. You know, isn't one of the problems with that, though, that there really is no file system to speak of? I mean, I'm not talking about if you like jailbreak it or something, right, like that, but just, you know, out of the box.
No, but there, because, are, like, apps, if you go to a there website, are apps that have file systems.
If you go to a website that, like, if you're using the browser on there or on the iPhone and you go to a website where you would normally have a browse button to pick a picture, it doesn't appear on there because you, right, can't browse. There's nothing to browse because there's no file system really that, right, they let you get to. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of a weird, it's kind of a weird thing. I don't know how that would work. It would have to be through an app.
Right.
That would give you access to the photos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like a very un-Apple-like thing to do, though, is give you a memory slot. They just don't seem to care that people want that.
Right. I'm surprised because I hear that there's, I think you put it, yeah, that they're not improving on the resolution. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah. Could be that.
But this is all speculation.
Yeah, it's all speculation. That's true. It can't be an issue with the panels because, like, this laptop that we're recording this on is a 16-inch laptop, but it's got 1920 by 1080 resolution.
Right.
So, I mean, and if they can make the Retina display for the iPhone, they can make one,
right,
four times bigger for,
right,
the iPad.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
As far as battery life, I don't have an issue with this battery. It lasts 10 hours.
Yeah.
And literally 10 hours.
I don't know.
I think that's good.
Seems all right.
I don't know. I don't know what it... We'll find out next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know if it's going to be compelling or not. But anyway.
You know what would be interesting to see? Because it's not like a phone. So it would be interesting to see what, if they come out with a new one that's not that different from the first one, if it takes off like each time they come out with a new phone. Because you can understand upgrading your phone.
Yeah.
More so than you can understand,
well,
upgrading
all,
this for small changes.
Definitely, because it's, I mean, one of the biggest factors is cost. I mean, seriously, $800 for the biggest iPad,
right,
isn't it?
$750. Yeah.
I mean, that's really expensive.
That's the 64 with 3G is $750.
Okay. What about the 64 just with Wi-Fi?
$700.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really expensive. Although,
don't quote me.
Although, you know, I think you're right. That Motorola Zoom came out today, which is the first tablet to
run.
That's
almost
Android 3.
That's expensive too.
It's $800.
Yeah.
It's $800. I just don't get it. Why don't you just go get a laptop?
Oh, I understand the difference between it. Yeah.
Well, I understand the difference. I'm just saying, for that kind of money, you get a lot more utility out of a laptop.
I disagree. I use this much more than I use my laptop. I mean, granted, my laptop's a little bigger, but.
Yeah. Really? So can you do video calling on that?
Probably on the next one.
Yeah. What about on the one you have right now?
No.
No. Why is that?
But I don't do that on my phone or my computer.
Okay. But you could. That's what I'm saying.
I never have.
Right. I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying in general, a laptop offers more.
No, but you were just speaking to me personally.
No, I'm looking at you because we're having a show together here.
I know, but you asked me when I said that I use this more than my laptop than, yeah, you asked, you know. Yeah.
How's your memory card expansion on that?
It's shrinking as I speak.
I think you see where we're going with this one. So, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in Libya right now. Lots of bad stuff going on in Libya.
Right.
Two Libyan Mirage F1 fighter pilots received an order to open fire on protesting civilians. And were like, F this. Turned around, took off, and went and landed in Malta. Which I love. I love that story. Isn't that a great story?
It has nothing to do with gadgets or entertainment.
Sure. F1. That's an airplane. That's a giant gadget. A Mirage F1 right there. Thermaltake has an updated version of its Level 10 PC case. Remember that one that was designed by BMW? Really cool stuff. This one's called the Level 10 GT.
When they weren't working on the I.
Right, exactly. Before they came up with I, they came up with Level 10.
Right.
And this one's got a matte finish, which I
love. You love the matte finishes.
I love the matte finishes. USB 3.0 ports, 5 hot swappable drive bays, and it's only $279 versus the original Level 10's $700 price tag. $700 for a computer case, not a good value,
no,
generally speaking. So that's pretty cool. Audi's 2011 A8 has been reviewed by Autoblog, and they couldn't heap enough praise on it. One of their favorite things is Audi's new MMI touch interface with a touch panel on the console that lets the driver or co-pilot write letters with his or her finger on the touchpad to find things quickly in the menus or enter addresses for the GPS. That is so cool. Because most GPS systems in cars are so cumbersome to use because you have to use the, you know, the little touch screens and spell stuff out. And this, you can just stick your finger on the thing and start writing with your finger and it'll,
Pretty cool.
It is really cool. The car can also be had with an optional WLAN hotspot for allowing passengers to connect mobile devices through the car and even integrate Google Earth with the MMI system. That's really neat, too. Although they said that feature wasn't as impressive in this car as what Mercedes and some other companies have done with theirs. But that's still really neat. Russian scientists are only about 100 feet from drilling through a couple miles of Antarctic ice into Lake Vostok, a subglacial lake that's been sealed off from the rest of the world for maybe as long as 15 million years. They're hoping to find life in the lake, which would make the chances of finding life elsewhere in our solar system or other solar systems that much greater. But some scientists are worried, however, that there are enough dissolved gases under the glacier to make all 1,300 cubic miles of Lake Vostok come up through the Russians' drill hole like a giant geyser, which would be bad.
Right.
But, you know, that's a little creepy. This is like kind of horror movie territory.
Yeah, or they could find the thing.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the lake has really been sealed off from the rest of the planet for 15 million years and they drill down into it, which they're almost done doing now, what kind of crazy stuff could get out that we might not be able to...
What's that movie with Brendan Fraser where he was like a caveman and then he wakes up? Encino Man. That's
what does this have to do with the Antarctic?
That's what I picture.
Okay. You picture Brendan Fraser coming up through a hole that a drill was in? What is he, Stretch Armstrong now? But seriously, isn't that a little creepy? Like to think of what could be down there that we might have no natural defense against. You know what I mean? In terms of like germs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's creepy to me. Adobe has confirmed that Honeycomb tablets, Honeycomb, by the way, is the name for Android 3.
And a tasty cereal.
And a tasty cereal, exactly, with a big, big taste.
Wait, what'd you say it was the code name for?
Honeycomb for Android 3.
Android 3.
Yeah. Adobe has confirmed that Honeycomb tablets like the Motorola Zoom will get an update that'll let them run Flash in just a few weeks. So there you go. Suck it, iPad. Finally, a man named Rudolf Resta.
It's unnecessary.
It was absolutely necessary. A man named Rudolf Resta lost his wallet in 1970, only to have it found and returned to him by a security guard just the other day. Resta lost the wallet in the New York Times headquarters building at 229 West 43rd Street in New York. Jose Cisneros, a security guard at the now Times Square building, found the wallet inside a wall where it must have been stashed by whoever took the cash out of the wallet 40 years ago. Can you imagine getting back your wallet that you lost 40 years ago?
How did they find the guy?
Well, I mean, probably had a driver's license in it.
Yeah, with his address from 40 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't believe this story.
How many Rudolf Restas do you think there are in New York?
Thousands.
Really? Look it up. No. Look it up. That's all I got for the Moosh Moosh, which brings us to...
some of those are lies in the Moosh Moosh.
Which brings us to the point of...
Moosh Moosh is a scam.
Which brings us to the point of the show where we
reveal... Is it that you didn't want to find new stories, that you just got to make them up?
I got that off Gizmodo. Where we reveal our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, please, as always, give us your worst.
I'm going to change my worst to that last story.
No, you can't do that.
No, the worst definitely has to
be... That's like trying to use a coupon while you're checking out. They just don't let you do that.
My worst has to be The Office. The Office has reached an all-time low.
Wow. That's sad.
Really, really
Oh,
bad.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yes. But, you know, I still have hope that once Michael leaves and they bring someone else in, that'll regain some sort of fresh air. And
you think they'll bring in Rob Lowe?
No, but if they brought his character to their...
That's what I'm saying, because they're kind of... Aren't those shows related somehow?
Well, they're the same style and kind of the same. You know, they're still...
Yeah. Do they exist in each other's worlds, though? Is that what I'm saying?
No.
No, I guess they couldn't, because What's-Her-Name's character is not the same on both shows, right?
Oh, right.
Rashida Jones, right.
Actually, you know, Rob's little character would fit perfectly on that show, though. Because there's not someone like him on that show already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But, oh, my God.
It's so sad.
It's so bad.
It's so sad.
And yeah. It's so sad.
You know, we haven't even watched Modern Family. We haven't watched
Community. Oh, my God. Those have been, they just keep getting better and better and better.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Great show. Every time I watch it, it just leaves you feeling happy afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Have you ever noticed, and maybe you don't get this, but Amy and I have always talked about how during American Idol season, it's a little bit difficult. Like, we used to watch American Idol and then Lost would be on, you know, on one of the 2 days. Uh-huh. And it was always hard to go watch Lost because American Idol had so much energy. And then Lost was such a different kind of show that, you know, there's this sort of disconnect there after you've watched American Idol. Last night was the first night that didn't happen because the show ended with Jennifer Lopez, like, crying her eyes out for 10 minutes.
So then you watched Beaches?
And then we watched Beaches, yeah. And, no, then we watched, what did we watch? We watched Golden Girls. And then we watched, I can't even think of it. What was that show with the women who talk really fast for no reason? No.
I don't know.
It was a show that it's like people making little comments about nothing really quickly. I can't remember.
It sounds like this show.
No, it's not like this show at all. Anyway. Yeah, it was weird. And then they just ended with like they faded out and just said to be continued. It was like the strangest Idol moment ever. So odd.
What show were you talking about?
I can't think of the name of it.
It's Women from... talking fast and saying nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much...
God, that's so rude.
Never mind.
Wow, that's rude. It's just from a few years ago. Think of...
Gossip Girl?
No, previous. No, not Cable.
If you're able to narrow it down that much, you can't think about it. Who was in it?
I don't know. I don't know the names of any of the actresses or actors or whatever. But I think one of them... No, that's not true.
The worst description of a show ever.
I just can't think of it. If I can... You know what? I just can't
It's all right.
Think of
we'll
it.
Move past it.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a show I would never want to watch, though.
Right.
Seems terrible. Okay, so what about
is that your worst entertainment of the week?
No, my worst entertainment moment of the week was having the end of Cake Boss Next Great Baker spoiled in the middle of the episode.
That's bad.
That was such a dumb idea. Why would they have done that?
You know, I have that sometimes where I'll tape, like, for example, if I can't tape Top Chef when it first airs, I'll tape it
like the next time it's showing or something.
The next time it's showing, but Bravo somehow doesn't always start things right on time.
So you catch the very end.
So you catch the very end and you're like, oh, well, now I don't even have to watch it. Yeah. You've just saved me an hour, Bravo.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's
one
of those shows.
Damn you, Andy Cohen.
He really is annoying, that guy.
I hate him.
He's so annoying. The only person more annoying than him is that guy who hosted that Disney special. The guy who was like the guy who won like the Next Great Design Star, who now has all these different TV shows on.
Guy Fieri?
No.
That's food.
That's a food dude.
Because he's a little annoying.
Another person whose name I can't think of, but he's seriously the worst TV show host in the world. I don't care what kind of a designer he is.
Oh, David Bromfield or Bromstead.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tall, really creepy fake tan.
Yeah.
Looks like some weird alien.
Right.
Yeah. He probably the worst TV show host I think I've ever seen. He should not be allowed to host anything.
Wow.
That guy could not host his way out of a paper bag, okay? So, no, yeah, but... And the other thing, you know, so like I said, that Cake Boss moment was my worst entertainment moment of the week. But that kind of reminds me of one of my general TV pet peeves, which is while you're watching a show, right before they cut to a commercial, they show you what's coming up. It's like, I'm already watching.
Right.
And then they come back and they do a recap of what happened before the commercial. It's like, right. I just saw this. Why are you showing me this? It's like...
You know who's... I don't know if you ever, well, no, you're here during the day. But you know how they have all those entertainment shows? Well, the worst one is The Insider.
Okay.
And The Insider, most of the show is them telling, like they probably only have like 10 minutes of material, but the first 20 minutes of the show are them telling you what's coming up.
That's ridiculous.
Like, stay tuned. Don't forget. Like they'll tell you, like suppose the final story is about Jennifer Lopez, suppose.
Okay.
They'll like three times in the show say, you know, coming up, we find out, you know, J-Lo.
What's going on with J-Lo and Mark Anthony?
Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll show that like three, they'll spend a lot of time, more time on that than they actually will on the story.
It makes no sense. Yeah. Makes no sense whatsoever. I wish I could remember the name of that TV show. It's going to drive me crazy now. It's going to drive me absolutely crazy.
Let's move on.
All right. So what about your best entertainment moment?
I'm going to have to go with Being Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had taped
40 years and you just figured that out now, huh?
Stupid. I had watched the first couple, like, you know, when they aired. And then I had a few saved up.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun to sit and watch them all in a row.
A little marathon action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a great show.
Yeah. Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. That's what you were trying
that
to
was the, yeah, that was what I was
I've
talking
never
about.
I've never seen an episode.
What does that have to what does that have to do with anything? Brendan just said I'm never getting married. What does that have to do with I've never seen that show.
Oh, weren't you just talking about how you had to watch Golden Girls and
yeah, but I was kidding.
Oh, you were kidding.
Yeah. No, I've never seen Gilmore Girls. I've seen, you know, clips from it on commercials and it was just people talking fast about nothing. Okay. It was so weird.
I've never seen it either, so I can't even comment.
Yeah. Anyway. That's probably where I got Golden Girls.
Right.
But anyway. So Yeah, I know what you're saying, though. When you find a good show. Well, we were like that with 24 when we first started watching that.
Yeah.
It's just because we started watching it on DVD. We hadn't seen it the first few years. And I mean, there were days because, you know, again, it was just the two of us
right
at the time. And there were days like on a weekend or something where we'd watch like six episodes in a row, seven episodes, something like that.
I have so much stuff like that, like on DVD that I haven't even like touched yet.
Yeah.
I have seasons 2 and 3 of Mad Men that I haven't even touched.
Yeah.
I have all of Battlestar Galactica. I still have all of Firefly.
Wow.
And then I have, you know, I've only watched 4 episodes of
Fringe.
Did
I give you Firefly or did I loan you my copy?
Oh,
you bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like $20 on
yeah,
sale.
I can't find my copy.
You know, that Amazon gold box deal.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
I don't think there's an actual golden box at Amazon anywhere that these things are in.
All right, your turn.
I'm gonna have to go with American Idol. It was just it's just been so much fun, and it's.
But you know how I feel when they stretch out this audition.
I don't really
crap.
Feel like it's been
just
stretched
get to
out.
It. Get to it.
I don't really feel like they stretched it out this
year.
Oh
my God, are you kidding? Get to the show.
Are you?
This whole week is just about like who made it, who didn't. They could do that in like 20 minutes. They're spending like 3 yeah. hours doing
well,
it.
Well, you know what? You know what's really annoying? The one thing that is really annoying about American Idol.
You don't even see any performances, do you?
No, you do. Oh. You do. Is when they consistently tell you, you know, ask you the burning question like, but will your favorites have made it through? And it's like, you mean the people you keep telling us are our favorites because you keep
right.
showing them
right.
over and over? That's so annoying about that show.
Well, that's the thing. When you're watching the auditions, the people that, you know, we always joke at home. If the camera crew comes to your house... You've made it.
But that's not always the case. Because
No, I mean, you've at that point, you've made it through to the next level.
Yeah, right.
Camera crew's not coming to your house if you're not making
but
it.
That, but what I'm saying is that's not always the case. If you go back and watch, they do that a few times, and then the person doesn't make it. So
I don't think I've ever
I mean,
seen
look at
does.
Look at the girl, the crack hoe, who just got cut.
I know, but I'm saying she made it past that. I'm saying
right.
that level.
Right. I know what you're saying now.
And yeah. she's just, let's be honest, she's just good at entertainment. And we're going to see her actually next season on Interventions.
Oh, with her husband. Sorry, ex-husband.
By the way, remember I had talked... I don't mean to just interrupt with something Fine. So ridiculous as this. Remember I've talked about this show, My Strange Addictions?
Yeah.
A very good one to look for is...
My staff keeps talking about that show.
The really good-looking woman who can't go anywhere without her ventriloquist dummy, and it always has to be part of the conversation.
I think you told... Didn't you tell me about that?
Wow. She was attractive.
No.
Seems to be
she
some...
just wasn't okay. No, she wasn't like hot, but she wasn't like you would expect, like you know, a goon.
Her face was kind of puffy.
That's his complaint. His her face was kind
of puffy.
My point is, she didn't look like you know a freak.
Right.
She looked like a normal person
with the ventriloquist dummy. With,
yeah.
I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say, well, it's a normal person with a ventriloquist dummy. I don't think those things go together.
But that's my point. Is
yeah,
that
no,
she?
I know,
yeah.
I know. I know what you're saying.
On her own, she didn't look like there was anything weird about her.
Right, right, right. If the dummy
Until...
hadn't been there. Kotha. I need to request the help of some of our listeners. I need to find a telephone that I can put into a very modern kitchen and it won't look like it's junking up the place.
What are you doing here?
Well, this is a gadget question. This is a gadget request. I am having the worst, hardest time trying to find a telephone that doesn't look like a piece of plastic garbage. So if anyone out there knows of a really nice-looking wall-mountable telephone for home usage.
Wall-mountable?
Yeah. Because, you know, on the telephone switch plate, there are the little two they almost look like nail heads.
Right.
And the back of the phones have the little, you know, keyhole slots so that you can mount them on the wall. But it has to be one that can do that, because some of them, the way they're designed, if you put it on the wall.
I know, they still made wall-mountable phones.
Yeah. I would say at least half of all the phones made you can mount. Only the ones where the base is like flat and the phone's sticking up out of it straight. Right. You can't do that. But usually if it's laying back, there's some kind of little wall mount adapters so that you can hook it on the wall. But I need it to not look like a cheap plastic piece of junk. And I am having the most difficult time finding something like that. Then you run into other problems where I found some that looked really nice.
But they're like $400.
Well, yeah, there was one that I found that was made by GE that was stainless steel. And it was literally $400.
Yeah.
And it didn't come with any extra handsets. And then I read reviews of it, and everyone was saying it was a terrible phone. And that the
But it looked nice.
And it wasn't even stainless steel. It was like metalized paint. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to do, but I really need to find something. So if anyone has any ideas, let me know. I've already seen all the Jacob Jensen and Renzer phones. So if that's your answer, keep it to yourself, okay?
Yeah.
But thanks for the help anyway.
Right, exactly.
So I think that's pretty much it. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Sorry again that we've been gone for so long. Thank you so much for still supporting us and all the people who have listened, who are new listeners. And don't forget to write to us on Facebook or send us email to podcast@pause.com, because we love hearing from you. And as always, we will see you next time.
Bye.